All right, Joseph, it's your turn.
Whoa, I don't know if you're ready for this, my boy. Draw six, my boy! Ouch, Junie, that's a lot of cards.
Draw 12, Cody.
Draw 12, Cody!
No, you can't stack draw sixes.
Yes, you can.
Well, no, you can't. The creators of the game literally said you're not allowed to do that.
Wait, are they at the door? Are they here right now?
Yeah, Cody, you're allowed to stack draw sixes. The same card, you can stack them.
No, you can't stack them.
Cody, it is Uno no mercy. It's as brutal, ruthless, unapologetic. Show them no mercy. I'm showing you no mercy.
But you still have to follow the rules, and the rules say you can't stack draw sixes.
You can stack them. Draw 12 cards right now.
No, I'm going to draw six because that's what the rules say I have to do after you draw your six.
Draw 12 cards, you ugly, pimple nose, full. Four eyes, mop-headed looking ass.
Don't let up on him.
Yeah, overall, who are you?
You live
on a farm.
I'm not drawing 12 cards.
Why are you so mad? Why are your panties so tight?
Well, they're tight because you guys... You know what? I'm not playing this. I'm done. I'm not playing this. I had an Uno and you guys blew it.
Okay, look at this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I refuse. I refuse to play. I'm not doing it anymore.
Pick them up, dude.
What a sore loser.
No,
I would have drew 12 cards if someone did that to me.
No, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You find any opportunity you can to cheat.
That's not cheat. You can stack them.
I know.
Can't stack them. You can't stack them.
You can stack them.
Guys, let's just watch TV. I don't want to talk about this.
Breaking news, MK. A kid has fallen off Tiana's Bayou Adventure, but he was not injured, and the park is saying he will not be in trouble.
Oh, wow. Lucky for him. Glad he's okay.
What? The kid jumped out of the ride and didn't get hurt? That's a 50-foot fall.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad he's okay.
What? He's going to get paid.
Well, no, because he didn't get hurt. What?
Wait a minute. No, if I was that kid, I'd get paid like $100 billion.
But you didn't get hurt, so you can't get paid.
Oh, no, I'm going to go on Disneyland, and I'm going to go on that ride. I'm going to jump off. I'm going to get hurt, and I'm going to get paid.
Jenny, that's crazy.
It's not crazy. That kid, first of all, should be banned because he clearly jumped out.
Well, I mean, he did kind of. It might have been an accident.
No, it was not an accident. I'm going to go jump out, and I'm going to claim it's an accident, and I'm going to get paid. I'm going to sue Disney and make them have to put seatbelts on that ride.
Jenny, that's fraud.
No, it's not a frog.
I said fraud with a D.
I know it's Tiana's Bayou Adventure and the Princess and the Frog, but it's not a frog. That's not a frog. It was a human being.
Junior, no, I'm saying what you're doing is fraud. It's a scam. You're just pretending to get...
Okay, I'll be a frog and hop my way to Disneyland and jump off that ride.
What a check.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
That's not what I said. What if you get hurt, though?
All right, here we go. Time to get paid!
Breaking news, MK. For the second time in 2 weeks, a kid has fallen off Tiana's Bayou Adventure, but this time, the kid was severely injured.
Wow, Junior, I can't believe you actually jumped off the ride.
Yeah, dude, you're crazy. You should be in one of those Jackass movies.
Oh, guys, I'm in so much pain. I broke every bone in my body. Uh-oh, here it comes. Seizure alert.
Dude, call the ambulance. He's obviously dying. Get your phone out, dumbass.
Junior, are you actually having a seizure?
No.
Oh, dude, you got my ass.
Why would you think I'm having a seizure if I yelled seizure alert?
Yeah, that's a good point.
People who have seizures don't yell that, Cody.
No, they don't. But how did you not even get hurt? You fell 50 feet.
Well, the first kid didn't get hurt. It's like a water slide. Like, the ride's not really attached to anything.
Okay, and you didn't get hurt at all?
No, like, when you fall into, like, a puddle of water at the bottom, you're fine.
Well, I can't believe you didn't get hurt, though. It's still 50 feet.
I know. I thought there was going to be, like, metal sharp things at the bottom, like, ka-tong, like, cut you up in, like, Final Destination.
You were willing to jump into something like that?
For $100 billion, yes, sir, Cody. I'd suck a wiener for $100 billion.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Nobody would pay you that much. You can't possibly be that good at it. Let me see. Let me tell you what it's worth.
But no, Cody, it was a hypothetical of what I'm willing to do for $100 billion. I'm willing to risk my life for $100 billion. I'm about to sue Disney and get all their money.
I mean, I risk it for $50 billion goddamn.
A wiener?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the ride, dummy.
Oh.
Okay, that would be...
Yeah, I'm going to sue Disney, guys, and get $100 billion. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, do you even have a lawyer?
I don't need a lawyer, Cody. I'm going to represent myself. All I have to do is stand in front of the judge looking like this and cry a few crocodile tears. Is that a word?
Crocodile tears? That is a thing that people say, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means when you're pretending to be sad.
Crocodiles don't really cry.
I don't know where it comes from, Junior. I'm just telling you what it means.
Well, if I give them some crocodile tears, that's
they're going to need more than crocodile tears. They're going to need proof. They're going to need proof that you're injured.
Do you not see the cast on my leg and on my head? I have a neck brace.
Okay, but you're wearing those. You're not actually hurt.
They don't know if I'm in pain or not. They can't feel my pain.
They're going to check.
How are they going to check? Can you check if a woman finished?
Well, they don't have to prove that in a court of law.
You have to prove that I'm in pain. I have pain and suffering. I have PTSD. There was no seatbelts on the ride.
They're going to do an x-ray to make sure your bones are broken.
They can hand you an x-ray of my heart.
What?
Okay. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but bad words hurt.
Ooh. Okay, that's
been a day.
We're not talking about bad words. We're talking about injuries.
I think words don't hurt.
Are you
what's the saying?
You don't understand. You don't know any sayings, do you?
Sticks and stones what?
Break my bones, but words may never hurt me.
Okay, so the words didn't hurt me.
Okay.
Well, there were no words. I fell off a ride.
Well, I'm glad we can rule that out. How about your fucking broken bones from the ride?
Calm down.
You act like you fell out of the ride.
You didn't even get hurt, though. You're going to have to prove that.
I have PTSD, Cody.
No, you don't.
I'm falling.
That's very PTSD.
See?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like try to just spit on me.
Whoa.
I'm on the ride again. Help!
That was just freaky, dude.
Okay, that is going to be pretty convincing in court.
See? I don't need a lawyer. That must be Mickey Mouse with my check. Hello?
I want to be your lawyer. He's old as fuck. He can't even tie his shoes right. He has football shoes. I can get you any amount of money you want. You can tell him. I want $1 billion. And then I'll do it for 3/4 commission because I'm really like
I don't need a lawyer. I'm representing myself.
Aww.
Damn it.
It was at the door, Genie.
Just a bunch of stupid lawyers begging to take my case. I told them no.
But you told them no?
I don't want a dumb lawyer taking part of my winnings.
Your winnings? It's not a casino.
It is winnings. I pulled off the biggest scam in the world. I jumped off of the Tiana ride.
Junior, you're going to need lawyers if you're going to try to sue the biggest corporation in the world.
I don't need a lawyer taking a part of my $100 billion.
Even if they took part of $100 billion, you still get a lot of money.
Okay, but not enough. I want $100 billion. I don't want $999,999,000,000.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I want $100 billion.
That's outrageous, Junior.
I want the full amount. I want the bowl of gravy. Is that a saying?
I don't know that that one's a saying. I think you made that one up.
Okay, well, I'm going to court, and I'm going to represent myself. Daddy B.
That's a bad idea.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is suing Disneyland after falling 50 feet out of the log on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, a.k.a. Splash Mountain. Junior is asking for $100 billion for his injuries and pain and suffering. Junior, please tell us exactly what happened.
Well, Your Honor, ow! Oh, my arm! Oh, I broke every bone in my body. It hurts. It hurts so bad. I'll try to talk. Oh, ow, oh, ow. So, I never thought in a million years that I could die on a Disney ride. Like, aren't they supposed to be the safest rides for kids? Like, can't, like, little babies ride these rides, no problem? Well, it turns out, they're death traps. I'm at the top of the ride, about to do a 50-foot drop, about to have the time of my life. And then, my life flashed before my eyes. I got thrown violently out of the log. I fell 50 feet. I drowned under the water and broke every bone. I hit every rock on the way down. And then I saw Jesus say, come with me, son. Come to the light. I said, no. No, I have to stay alive for my family, for my future kids, for my dad, for my Chef Pee-Pee. And so I climbed out of the water while I'm drowning with all my bones broken. You think that's a memory a kid should have at Disneyland, huh? This stupid little ride that used to be called Splash Mountain. I got thrown out of it. I almost died. I think Disney should have to pay $100 billion for my pain and suffering, because I'll never get that vision out of my mind about how I almost drowned, how I got thrown violently out of the log. I think Disney should pay all that money so that no kid should ever feel what I felt. No one should ever break the many bones I broke.
That is so sad. Mickey Mouse, what do you have to say about this negligence?
That's bullshit, Your Honor! This kid jumped out of the log on purpose to get a check out of me!
He's lying, Your Honor! What kind of sick, crazy lunatic would risk their life for $100 billion?
You one, you greedy little bitch!
Order, order, order! Mickey Mouse, do you have any proof that Junior did this for a quick payday, as you so claim?
Check out the video of him doing it! See, he jumped right out!
Your Honor, there's no seatbelts on the ride. The inertia and G-force from the drop, the gravity threw me from the log.
Aw, you're just saying random science words!
If I could call Isaac Newton to the stand as a witness, I would. God rest his soul.
Order, order, order! Well, looking at the video, it's clear that the ride should obviously have seatbelts. Mickey Mouse, why would you not add such an obvious safety feature to a ride with a 50-foot drop?
Ah, the ride has been open for 35 years, and no dumbass kid has ever jumped out of it until last week, and now this stupid idiot this week!
Oh, shit! So So that's actually two kids who have fallen out of the ride in a 2-week span? This ride should be shut down!
I agree, Your Honor. The ride should be shut down. It was better when it was Splash Mountain. No one's even seen Princess and the Frog. They should have made it Emperor's New Groove. And then when you got to the top, they'd pull the lever, crunk, and then you'd do the 50-foot drop. That'd been sick.
Shut down the ride over Walt Disney's Frozen Bar! It's a fan favorite!
Well, in order for you to keep the ride open, I order you to install seatbelts, a lap bar, and... Open the shoulder restraint. I'm so mad. So nobody ever falls out ever again. And for you, Junior, I order a full body x-ray to make sure you aren't faking your injuries.
Come on, kid.
Ow, it hurts.
Okay, kid, I'm gonna just set up this old x-ray machine. Sorry, it's so old.
Can I speak to you for a second?
Yeah.
I'm faking my injuries.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get $100 billion. I'm trying to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell the judge that I broke every bone in my body and I have internal injuries, I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion? Just to lie? Sure, I can do that. You better tell the truth, bitch, or I'll break your kneecaps. Goofy, I don't have any kneecaps. Well, then your elbows, then! I'll bash your goddamn head in! Oh, okay. I sorry, kid. I would lie, but Goofy's threatening me. Yeah, we'll just take this picture.
Did that just give me cancer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, Your Honor, we're back. Your Honor.
Oh, sorry, I was playing Candy Crush. What were his injuries?
Well, Your Honor, he doesn't have any broken bones or a concussion or anything, but he does have a boo-boo on his leg, an ouchie, as he calls it.
And was this boo-boo from his 50-foot fall?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, Your Honor. It could be an ant bite or a pimple or something. I don't know.
Well, based on the fact that you don't have any life-altering injuries, and you're able to talk and complete sentences, so obviously there's no brain damage, I reward you $10,000 for pain and suffering. Mickey Mouse, you must pay it by check or cash or whatever, really. I don't care.
$10,000? That's bullshit! That's bullshit, Your Honor!
$10,000? I mean, I guess that's better for nothing for me faking it.
Also, Junior, you must split that $10,000 with the other kid who fell out of the ride. Case dismissed.
What? I have to share my $10,000 with some loser? That's bullshit, Your Honor! Bullshit!
Let's go!
That's your court case, Junior.
I only got $10,000.
$10,000, dude? That's nowhere near $100 billion.
I'd say that's pretty good considering you didn't even get hurt.
Didn't get hurt? Bull spit, Cody.
Bull spit.
Yeah, he's obviously pissed.
Yeah, I'm mad.
I could tell. You said bull spit. You must be really mad.
Yeah, I'm mad because I did get hurt. I have really bad injuries, Cody.
Yeah, okay, you're not even wearing your bandages anymore.
Because I'm not going to wear that bandages for only $10,000. If I got $100 billion, I would have worn those bandages for the rest of my life.
Okay, but you didn't even get hurt and you still made a bunch of money, so what's the problem?
Because I didn't make a bunch of money, Cody. I had to buy a flight to California to go to Disneyland. I had to buy a ticket to Disneyland, okay? And then I had to buy food and what's it called? Churros.
You had to buy
yummy
churros? That was
yes,
a necessity?
Right. Yummy. So guess what? I have to give half this money to the other kid who fell off the ride, so I'm not even going to break even.
Why do you have to do that?
Because the judge ordered it. I don't even know who the other kid is. He's supposed to be coming over to get the money. I don't know.
Hey, my name is Alan, and I'm here to get my $5,000 because I fell off the top of a Disney ride. Are you the other kid that fell off?
I jumped.
Oh, I jumped off the top because I was scared of what was at the bottom.
Yeah, so you thought jumping out of the safe ride and just landing on your head would be safer?
Yeah. So can I have my $5,000, please?
Well, listen, bud, I kinda need all of it, if that's okay.
Oh, well, I could really use the money, because you see, I'm a foster kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get the windows.
And you see, the rest of my family, they died in a car accident.
Ow! Don't try to do that! Ow!
I'm in there, dude.
Spray him more.
It's okay. Ow! Ow!
Stop!
Ow.
Don't spray him.
Hey, my dog was hit by a car last week.
Oh, so sad.
Ow!
Come on, this is bad. What are you doing?
Oh, please stop.
Oh, my bad. Your orphan story is making me spray
you. Ow! Stop, guys!
I had a twin, but they were separated from me at the foster home.
More with
you. You're making me cry, dude.
Guys, this is messed up. Come on.
Hello?
What are you doing, Junior?
More?
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Finish your story, damn.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep talking.
Guys, stop bullying the orphan kid.
I haven't been able to eat.
Okay. Can you please just give him his money?
Where'd you get those shoes at?
The Salvation Army?
What, you stole them in the Starvation Army?
No.
An army of starving soldiers? You took their shoes?
You thief!
That's not what it is.
Run them back!
Run them! Get the shoes! Get the shoes! Give me the pen.
Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, well, look, we ran his pocket. I got his shoes.
You gotta walk home, man.
Why did you do that?
He stole from a starvation army.
No, it's not an army. It's a charity.
Do you not love America?
It's a charity.
A charity army?
No.
So he stole from an army of starvation soldiers that give to kids, and he stole from them?
It's not the starvation army. It's the salvation army.
They're salivating? They're hungry?
No. No. It's a charity.
What does salvation mean?
It means, like, saving people. You know, like, poor people, like that kid.
Why wouldn't they be called the Saving Poor People Army?
You guys are assholes. You guys just bullied an orphan.
At least we got the money.
Who's at the door? Joseph, grab the Windex.
I got you.
The Windex!
I got it!
Hello?
Hey there! Did you run this paw into the orphan kid's pockets and spray Windex in his face?
Yeah. Joseph, the Windex!
I got you,
dude! There it is! Well, we're here to sue you for all of your $10,000!
Why?
Because you bullied my client here!
You just took it.
I did! Too bad you don't have legal representation! Ha ha!
Spray his ass.
Hey, ho, Andy. Dude, what about the money, though?
I know. I mean, but it was worth it seeing him get sprayed with Windex.
Yeah, he deserved it.
Now, let's go put on his outfit.
Check out the new fit, Cody.
Yeah, shoes a little tight, but them bitches are all right. They still fit. I asked his ass, hey, what size your shoes is? My size, bitch. I took.
Fuck yeah. Wow. You guys mugged an orphan.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, spread his ass with Windex.
You committed fraud.
Nope, no more frogs.
Okay. And you did all of that just for, what, an outfit?
Oh, look at the outfit. Look at the pants.
My boy fresh as a bitch.
Look. The smiley face matches my hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, your what?
My hat.
His hat.
You mean your hair?
Same shit, different day.
But yeah, it's a hat.
No, that's not the same thing. Hair is different than a hat.
So what, hat is slang for hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since when? I've never heard that. Is this new?
Listen, Cody, just check out the fit. Look at the Jeezies.
Ooh. The Jeezies. I don't know what that Jeezies means either.
The mac and cheesies. Look at my shoes.
Your shoes do match the shirt better, I will say that.
Thank you.
I can run a mile in these bitches.
I mean, they look like they're cutting the circulation off your feet.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, I know. He's already having a stroke. Okay.
He didn't even have to jump off the ride for that.
Yeah.
You should have said seizure alert.
Yeah.
Seizure! That's how you know.
All right, so back to it. Draw 12, Cody.
I'm not drawing 12. It's against the rules.
Junior, I need you out of the house for the whole weekend. Now go!
Well, I'm a kid. Where am I supposed to go?
Wait, you're not 18 yet?
Oh, that makes sense, because your ass would have been out of my house by now.
Why do you need me gone?
Because I got a lady friend over for the weekend, and we handle the grown folks' business, and you cannot be here.
Wait, who is she?
Oh, she's a new mommy, but, you know, she calls me daddy, so she might be a new sister. I don't know.
Where am I supposed to go?
I got 3 tickets to Disney World. Look, you can take whoever you want, or any friend or whatever. Just, you can't be here. I gotta use this red couch, and I'm gonna be back in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Butt naked, so get out!
Okay. I'll leave. I got 3 tickets to Disney World. I'm going to call my friends. Well, I only see 2. Oh, there's the 3. I'm going to call my friends.
Hey, Junior, you sounded really excited on the phone.
Yeah, dude, what's going on?
What if I told you guys I have 3 tickets to do something so cool this weekend, it'll make this summer the best summer ever?
Ooh, we going to Universal Studios?
Close.
Australia?
Not close at all.
A cruise?
No. Look, guys, I got 3 tickets to Disney World.
Oh, gay.
How's that gay, Cody?
We've been to Disney like a million times.
Yeah, Disney's for little kids, dude. Let's go to Universal Studios where the roller coasters are.
Yeah, roller coasters are cool.
Disney World has roller coasters. They have the Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Okay, they have 1 decent roller coaster.
What about Space Mountain?
And Break My Neck? No, thank you.
Okay, they just opened up Tron.
Okay, Tron doesn't go upside down. You know what does go upside down? Velocicoaster.
Oh, dude, in the Incredible Hulk ride.
Yeah, and Harry Potter. I could get some Butterbeer and Hogsmeade.
Come on, guys. We're going to Disney World. It's 3 tickets. Let's just go.
Nah, I think I'm going to stay here.
What? Yeah, dude, I'm going to go to the park.
Wait, you'd rather go to the park than Disney World?
Yeah, I don't want to wait in line for 3 hours to be disappointed.
Well, guys, listen. Let's just go to Disney World. It's just for the weekend. It'll be really fun, and we can go to Universal like next month.
Nah, I think I'm gonna stay here.
Guys, we have to hurry up and go. My dad's about to be naked on this couch.
I'm sorry, what?
He said he's gonna get naked and he's gonna be here, so we gotta go.
Okay, I'm definitely staying now. I wanna watch.
What? No, guys, if you're not going to Disney World with me, you gotta go. Leave!
Oh, man, I wanted to see your dad's hog.
What? You guys really aren't going to Disney World? Just like that? What? I have 3 tickets to Disney World and they really just won't go? Oh, hell no. I'm gonna invite some other friends. I'm gonna find some other friends! You hear me? I can't believe this.
Hey, Junior, you call me?
Hey, PJ Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw, pair of Jamie's Crenshaw.
Yep, that's my name. What's up?
I have 3 tickets to Disney World, and I wanted to know if you wanted to go with me.
Let me just check my schedule. Hey, ladies, you got anything going on this weekend?
No, PJ.
Well, looks like we can go to Disney World.
Then let's go to Disney World.
Come on, ladies, we're going to Disney World.
Yay!
No, PJ, you're going to have to leave one of your girls behind.
Excuse me?
Well, I only have 3 tickets to Disney World, so if me, you, and one girl goes, you have to leave the other girl behind.
One girl? What if I get bored?
Well, you're going to be at Disney World with a girl and me. You're not going to be bored.
But what if I get bored of that girl and I want a different girl?
Well, just pick up a new girl inside Disney World.
No. I have to bring both my girls.
Okay, well, what if you leave one behind and I do whatever that other girl does to make you happy?
Believe me, you don't want to do what that other girl does. Come on, ladies, let's go.
Well, no. Oh, why doesn't anyone want to go to Disney with me?
All right, Junior, your time's up.
But, Dad, why don't you have pants on?
I told you, I got grown folks' business to handle. Now go to Disney now!
Okay, back up so I can grab my tickets.
All right, get
that thing away from me.
Sorry, I know it's out. My cheese sticks are almost ready.
Hey, Chef Peepee, you want to go to Disney World with me?
No, Junior, I don't have any money to buy any tickets, okay?
I already have the tickets. I just want you to go with me.
Me, Chef Peepee, instead of your friends? Oh, my God, I feel so honored.
Well, no, I asked my friends, and they said no, so I'm asking you.
So I'm your second choice?
Well, actually, you're my third choice, because I asked PJ Crenshaw, and he said no.
I'm your third choice? Oh, my God, I can't believe you, Junior. I don't even want to go now.
Well, no, I want you to go. Come on.
I don't feel special, Junior. You asked 2 people before me, then I'm your third choice. What if I asked a girl to prom, and then she said no? Then I asked another girl to prom, she said no, and then I asked you. Do you feel special?
No.
Exactly. I'm the bronze medal in this situation instead of gold. I'm an ugly girl.
Why doesn't anyone want to go with me? You know what? I'm just going to go by myself.
Woohoo. I'm at Disney World.
Hey, pal. Why you look so sad? You're at the happiest place on Earth.
Well, Mickey Mouse, my friends wouldn't go to Disney World with me.
Why not?
Because they said it's gay.
They said what? Take me to a right now!
Okay, I'll take you. Come on.
Oh, come on. Ugh, it's everywhere.
Hey, Dad, I know you wanted me gone the whole weekend, but I'm back early.
Oh, I really only needed 5 minutes. She's already gone. I blocked her. And I almost got all the stains out of the couch. You're welcome. But I would warn you, if you smell a fishy smell again, spray some Febreze. God, she's fishy.
Oh, who was that?
That was my dad. He bought me the Disney tickets.
Oh, thank you for your business, sir. Now, where's your ungrateful friends?
Well, they're at their house. You want me to invite them over?
Yeah, I want to speak to them.
Okay, let me call them.
Hey, dude, you called?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be in Disney. Wait, what's that smell? Have you been eating Red Lobster in here?
Yeah, I smell catfish, dude.
Oh, hey, Mickey Mouse.
What? Mickey Mouse?
Are you the little shit that called my park gay?
Kinda. Ow! Well, it is.
Yeah, it's for little kids, dude.
Oh, yeah? It's for little kids?
Well, dude, why do you have a knife?
Mickey, put the knife down.
Mickey, you said you just wanted to talk to him.
This is how I talk.
Well, guys, Mickey's just really mad that you guys didn't want to go to Disney with me.
Yeah, why didn't you want to go to Disney, huh? Why didn't you want to go to Disney?
Well, because Universal Studios is better.
What does Universal Studios have?
The Velocicoaster!
Velocicoaster? Screw Velocicoaster!
And the Incredible Hulk.
Alright, that one's pretty good.
And Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Harry Potter? You look like Harry Potter!
I was in one video.
Ah!
Junior, help me before he puts a mouse tool up my ass.
Mickey, just calm down. Alright, guys, let's just try to calm Mickey down. What do you want, Mickey?
I just want to know why the Velocicoaster is so much better than Disney!
Well, it goes upside down.
The Rock and Roller Coaster goes upside down!
Yeah, but like 3 times. Velocicoaster goes upside down like 9 times.
Oh, so you like going upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I'll show you upside down. Goofy! Get in here!
Hey, Mickey, sorry I'm late. Some kid bit me at a photo shoot, so I ate him.
Oh, good, Goofy. But next time you're late, I'm gonna make sure that your kneecaps are on the back side of your legs.
Oh, Mickey, you ain't gonna do shit.
Goofy, don't embarrass me in front of these people.
Well, how about you stop staring at me with your fucking Pac-Man eyes and tell me what's going on?
Oh, well, our new friends here think that Universal Studios is better than Disney World. That's it. A middle finger, that's all you got?
Well, what do you want me to do, Mickey? Eat them? I'm not hungry anymore.
These people think that the Velocicoaster is better than all of Disney World. I want you to scare them or something.
Well, Mickey, the Velocicoaster is pretty cool. I mean, it goes upside down.
The Rock and Roller Coaster goes upside down! I'll kill you!
Calm down!
We're Listen, Goofy, why don't you tell these kids about your special upside-down ride?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're tall enough for your upside-down ride.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you kids like going upside-down, so how about you go follow Goofy, and he'll take you to his special upside-down ride pass.
Yeah, kids, let's take a ride.
Well, I like Disney World, so only those two are riding, so go.
Yeah, he's cool. Whoa! Hurry and enjoy your ride, kids! Since you like being upside down so much, I'm set for upside down!
Okay, Mickey, I think you proved a point.
No! They need a supper! Go ahead! Show them what the name of the ride is!
This is the Incredible Hulk, and this is gonna be you, little fuckers! Bitch, die!
Oh, good one, Goofy! Now do them next!
Here I come! Chugga, 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 choo, choo!
No, Goofy, don't do it!
Well, get out of my way! You want some?
No, wouldn't it be cooler to hit them with a hammer?
Oh, good thinking, little buddy!
Yeah, the hammers are upstairs!
Okay!
And Mickey, you should grab a hammer, too!
Oh, great thinking! Two hammers is way better than one!
Yeah, alright, guys, I'm gonna call the cops, and I'm gonna get some help!
Well, gosh, Mickey, I don't see a hammer, but I found an axe.
Oh, nice, Goofy. I guess nobody saw that coming. Oh, you hear that, Goofy? Looks like we have visitors.
Let's go chop it up with them.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hey, you call the cops?
Yeah. Mickey Mouse and Goofy are in my house trying to kill my friends.
Yeah, sure they are. Listen, kid, you're not supposed to call the cops because you had a bad dream. Maybe talk to your parents.
No, it's not a bad dream. It's real life. They're upstairs grabbing weapons right now.
Okay, I'm going to go take care of real crimes. Let me know if a real crime happens here.
No, my friends are tied up. Just come inside. You can see.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Look, officer, look!
Oh, my God, kid, what'd you do to your friends?
I didn't do this. Mickey and Goofy did this.
And what's this? What, are you going to tie me up next?
No, Mickey and Goofy are going to kill my friends. We got to do something.
Kid, I'm going to have to place you under arrest. This is just sick.
Oh, hiya, pal. Oh, look, he called the cops. We'll be right down to talk. Come on, Goofy.
Jesus, you aren't lying.
No, they're going to kill us.
Jeez, let's hide, kid.
Let's hide in this closet, okay? Close the door.
Shh. Quiet, kid. We have to not make any noise.
Oh, where'd they go?
Well, I don't see them, Mickey.
Well, we gotta find them before I call backup.
Yoo-hoo. The sooner you come out, the sooner you can feel the sweet release of death.
Yeah, we're not gonna hurt you. We're just gonna kill you. Come on, Goofy. Let's look for them.
Okay, Mickey.
Come out. Wherever you are.
When we find them, I'm gonna cut their hands off.
Oh, I'm gonna make them saw their own feet off.
Shh, kid. They're right outside the door. I gotta get past this level. I keep getting 2 stars and it's pissing me off.
Goofy, do you hear angry birds?
Oh, I sure do, Mickey.
Aha! There they are, Goofy! Start sawing your feet off!
I don't have feet.
Well, you start sawing your feet off! Oh, boy.
Gotcha!
Mickey! Oh, gosh.
Your eyes all right in there?
Oh, my God, since you saved our lives. How'd you know where to find us?
I heard it over your radio, mate. Then I brought my old tranquilizer.
Oh, well, put these two in handcuffs. I'm going to go free those other kids.
All right, I'm on it.
Come on, kids. You're safe now. Are you kids okay?
They tried to kill us.
Yeah, all because we said Universal's better than Disney.
Well, I mean, I agree with that. They do have more roller coasters.
Exactly.
So Mickey Mouse is going to jail, right?
Oh, no. We're not technically allowed to arrest Mickey Mouse.
Well, why not?
I mean, the law doesn't really apply to him. He's Mickey Mouse, you know? I mean, we're just allowed to tranquilize him and take him back to Disney World.
Well, why can't you arrest him, though?
I mean, he's Mickey Mouse, man. He bought Star Wars because he was bored. And then he bought Marvel because he was bored again. I mean, he made Disney Plus just because he wanted even more money than he already had.
Oh, so Mickey Mouse could come back and hurt us if he wants to?
Yeah, if he wants to. But if he does, don't call me.
You guys want to go to Six Flags?
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, let's go to the store and get some more toys. These are boring.
Yeah, all these toys are boring.
Oh, come on, guys. You don't want to play Spider-Man versus Captain Fatbelly and his scoop-ski potatoes?
No, because Captain Fatbelly always wins.
Dude, you know Captain Fatbelly is way better than Spider-Man.
I know. That's why I have to go buy someone new to fight Captain Fatbelly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, I don't want to go to another store.
What, you went to a store today?
Yeah, I already went to Walmart with my mom, and it was so crowded. There were just people all over the place. You couldn't go anywhere without bumping into someone.
Yeah, stores are really crowded.
Yeah.
And it's all self-checkout now, so people just stand there in those long-ass lines, and, you know, whenever the light goes on to tell them what line to go in, they're just stupid. They just stand there.
Yeah, well, there are like 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Right.
So where does all the poop go?
What?
If there's 8 billion people in the world, where does all the poop go?
Well, the sewer, I guess.
There's no way the sewer's big enough to hold 8 billion poops a day.
Well, it probably all goes out to the ocean.
We poop in the ocean?
Well, yeah.
What about the fish?
Well, the ocean's already full of fish poop anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
8 billion poops a day are dumped in the ocean? The whole ocean would be brown by now.
Well, it doesn't just stay there. It, like, dissolves.
Well, that's disgusting. And what about in big cities? Like, how are there enough pipes to transport the poop around the city?
Well, I'm sure it took a while.
That's a lot of pipes. Imagine being a plumber in New York City. Like, hey, my toilet's clogged. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like, your poop's down there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's like a maze of poop. What do you think the fastest poop in the world was?
Oh, I don't know. Pretty fast.
Like, if you poop on the Empire State Building and it falls down, would that be the fastest poop ever?
Well, probably not. I bet somebody has to have shit their pants in a fighter jet.
That would be the fastest poop.
Yes, or
what if a cheetah pooped while running?
Well, I mean, I don't think that would be faster than a fighter jet.
I don't know.
Well, I do know. It would not be faster than a fighter jet.
What if a cheetah was driving a fighter jet and he pooped?
It wouldn't matter because he could only go as fast as the fighter jet.
But cheetahs are fast.
Well, it doesn't matter because fighter jets go the speed of fighter jets.
Okay, Joseph, what's faster, a cheetah poop or a fighter jet poop?
What the hell are y'all talking about?
I don't know.
The news! Hello, my fellow Americans and everyone around the world. It is I, President Donald Trump, and I'm here to tell you that there's over 8 billion people in the world, and eventually we will run out of food, we'll run out of cars, and we'll run out of oxygen. So what I'm willing to offer is $1 trillion to any company in the world that can solve the overpopulation problem on the planet.
Whoa, guys, you can get $1 trillion if you find a way to stop the world from populating? Okay, how would we do that? How do people populate?
By humping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do we make it where if you hump, you don't have a baby?
Well, if everybody was gay, there'd be less babies.
I don't know. They can keep populating.
Hey, Ronald, you called a meeting?
I did, Steve. Did you see the news where Donald Trump said he would give a company $1 trillion if they could solve the mass overpopulation crisis in the world?
I did see that. I don't know why people don't just wear condoms.
No. Well, I have an idea. You've seen the show Squid Games, right?
I'm familiar, yes.
Number one show on Netflix, Steve, and me? Number one burger place in the world. So what we're gonna do, we make a Squid Games meal. And in that meal, we put a little cookie with a shape on it. And if the person that buys the meal cuts out the shape wrong or breaks it or some shit, boom, dead, bullet to the head, Steve.
Well, Ronald, we can't just go around killing people.
We already do, Steve. Obesity's one hell of a bitch, Steve. Heart disease is the number one killer in America. We sell a triple quarter pounder, Steve. We have a double Big Mac on the menu, for God's sake. You think that people that buy the double Big Mac want to live? You think they want their feet, Steve? No, they love diabetes, Steve. They want to die. You ever had a double Big Mac, Steve?
No.
Obviously not. You still got your feet, dumbass.
Well, even if we did this wrong, it might make us look bad.
Steve, I intentionally poured hot coffee on an old lady's couch. They love me. I'm America's sweetheart. I can get away with anything, Steve. I can make a commercial right now. And I can pull my dick out, Steve. And instead of getting mad, everyone asks me for ketchup on the side, Steve.
Okay, but Ronald, if we did this, we would have to hire someone to shoot people every time we sold a meal. We'd end up losing money.
Steve, I don't think you heard me. When I said $1 trillion, I didn't say it with a B. Come closer. $1 trillion, Steve.
Yes.
$1 trillion, Steve.
Yeah, I heard you, Ronald.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Do you know how many I could get with $1 trillion, Steve?
How many?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? A lot, okay?
No.
Come on, Steve. I could call up my lady right now. She's nasty.
No, I'm okay, Ronald.
She'll do it from the back.
No.
She'll give you an Indian rug burn on it, wrap it up like a dick, put a bow on it, and ship it to you in 3 to 5 days. She's nasty, Steve.
No, Ronald, I'm good.
Fine. Go make me the squiddy meal, then, and bring me my $1 trillion check from Daddy Trump.
Okay, Ronald.
Thank you.
All I'm saying, dude, is Thanos had the right idea. With the snap of a finger, half of the population is gone.
I know. That would actually help a lot of things.
Right? Because how long are you?
Cody, did you say something?
No, I didn't say anything.
I thought you said you were hungry.
No, I'm not hungry.
Oh, okay. But yeah, no, people say that
Thanos... Who's hungry? You!
Cody, did you say something?
No, I didn't say anything. I think Mr. Sharky said something, though.
Thanos isn't a bad guy.
Who's hungry? You!
The fuck? Cody, are you controlling the shark?
Uh-huh. No, that's Mr. Sharky.
What did you say, Mr. Sharky?
I'm hungry! You!
Do you want food?
Happy Meal! You!
He wants a Happy Meal. Joseph, you want a Happy Meal?
Sure do.
Dad! Dad! Happy meal!
What the hell, bitch? You gonna raise your voice like that in my own damn house? You damn ass bitch! You think you're a grown ass man? I'm gonna show you a grown ass man! I'm gonna whoop you like a grown ass man!
Stop it, Dad! Stop it!
Now, what the hell did you want?
I was wondering if you could get me and my friends Happy Meals.
You think your daddy made a damn money? I'm not made of dollar bills. And even if I would, I wouldn't spend it on your stupid ass friends. They got their own damn parents. They can buy their own Happy Meals, motherfucker.
I have $20.
Oh, $20?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll actually go. Fuck it.
Your dad's so nice.
I know.
All right, Junior, here's your Happy Meal.
Whoa, guys, are these Squid Game Happy Meals?
Dude, it looks like it.
Pretty fucking tight, Junior.
Yeah, these are pretty cool. What do you think the toy is on the inside?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe it's a gun.
Or maybe it's a business card from Squid Game so we can join the games.
Ooh. Guys, there's no food in here.
There's no food?
Dude, I'm starving.
No, it's just like this metal can.
Well, maybe the cheeseburger's in that metal can.
It's a pretty flat cheeseburger. Oh, guys, no, look, it's just the cookie from the show.
It's a cookie. I want a cookie. Oh, Joseph, open yours. Open yours. Cody, look, I got a triangle, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, dude, I got a star. That's because I am a star.
That's awesome. All right, guys, let's try to trace out our shapes without breaking them.
Dude, who's this guy with the mask?
They got a guard from the show to actually watch us carve out our cookies.
Wait, he came with the Happy Meal?
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, he does have a gun, but I'm sure that's just a prop gun.
That's what Alec Baldwin thought. So let's try to trace out our triangles.
I got a star, dude.
God, he loves to hear himself fucking talk.
What'd you say, bro?
I just said carve out your star.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So hard. This is, I don't want to break it. It's really hard.
Dang it, dude, I just broke mine.
Yeah, I broke mine too. This game is really hard.
Yeah, I really messed this up. The toothpick wasn't working, so I tried teabagging it, and well, my balls are too heavy, that's all I'll say.
Well, Mr. Guard Guy, you can tell McDonald's is a really cool idea, but they should really put food in the box, not just the cookie.
Yeah, dude.
Whoa, Cody, they even pretend to shoot you when you lose.
He really fucking shot him, Junior.
Oh.
Come on, Junior, run.
Run, Cody, run.
Now, hold on, Junior. We're going downstairs. Let's be careful.
Okay, one foot at a time so we don't trip. Jet baby!
Why are y'all screaming in my damn kitchen? I can't even have 5 minutes of peace.
There's a guy with a gun chasing us.
A guy with a gun? Don't bring him in my damn kitchen. Wait, why is he chasing you?
Because we broke a cookie.
Wait, is he the Cookie Monster or some shit?
No, he's right there behind you.
Well, it's the dude for Squid Games. Oh, it's hard. Can I get a picture real quick of Stuffy? Oh, I gotta have this. Oh, this is going on the gram. It's a cheese.
I can't really tell with the mask on, but you know, I hope it's good.
While they're taking selfies, we should run.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, put the gun to my head. Oh, yeah, that's hard. Now shoot me.
Okay, Cody, I cut out these pictures of us, so when he comes over, he'll shoot the cutouts, and then we get to live.
I don't think he's going to fall for that, Junior.
He's going to fall for it. He's wearing a mask he can barely see. And look how 18 these cutouts are.
They do look pretty good.
He's coming!
Where'd you go? There you are. Time to die. Yeah. Your turn. Yeah. Job's done.
You!
Cody, what the fuck are you doing?
It's not me, it's Mr. Sharky.
What'd you say?
Yeah!
Cody, please stop. Please don't do this.
Mr. Sharky.
I'm hungry, yeah!
But your baby's hungry.
He didn't get to eat, Junior.
God damn it.
I can't believe you fell for that. They're under the couch, yeah!
Oh, what?
Mr. Sharky, how could you?
It was you, Cody. Stupid dumb toy. Listen, before you shoot us, please, just answer one question.
What?
What is the fastest poop?
What?
The fastest poop.
Yeah,
like, is it like a cheetah or a guy in a fighter jet taking a crap?
I don't know, probably a cheetah. No, there are things faster than a cheetah.
I just thought about it. A guy on a space shuttle. Like if a guy crapped his pants while the space shuttle was taking off, that's the fastest poop.
That's a really fast poop.
That's a fast poop.
Hey, Mr. Ronald McDonald.
Yeah?
I would like to present to you a check for $1 trillion. You're solving the world's overpopulation problem.
$1 trillion for me?
Yep.
A trillion! I'm gonna get so many BJs!
Excuse me, Mr. Ronald McDonald? I'm gonna have to arrest you for killing more people than Hitler.
Can I cash my check first?
Okay, you get one.
Yes.
Come on.
I know what I did was wrong, by the way. I'm very aware I've been a bad boy.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to know what the best $30 I ever spent was?
What?
Sky Viper.
What is that? Is that a fan?
No, I already told you what it was. It's a Sky Viper. Check it out.
Whoa, dude, that looks like a spaceship.
It looks like a UFO.
Yeah, you guys ready to crap guacamole?
Excuse me?
What?
When you see how cool this is, you guys are going to crap guacamole. You're going to guac right in your jeans. Check it out.
Whoa!
Dude, it is a UFO!
It's flying! Whoa! Where's it going?
Whatever it wants. It's a Sky Viper.
What? Are you controlling it?
No, you can't control the Sky Viper.
Oh, that's cool as hell.
It just goes wherever it wants?
Yeah, wherever it wants. Has technology gone too far? I think so.
That's so cool!
The news!
Breaking news, UK! Scientists have found a way to bring criminals who have died back to life so they can serve the remainder of their life sentences. The first dead person that they're going to try this on is Jeffrey Dahmer, and we have footage of them attempting it now.
Finally, I, Dr. Fraser Finkelschitz, will bring Jeffrey Dahmer back to life so he can serve out the rest of his prison sentence! All I have to do is poke him in the chest with these two plutonium ice crystals, and I will resurrect him! Live!
Come on.
Yes, yes, it worked! Rise! Rise, Jeffrey Dahmer!
Let me eat penis.
Yes, good. Now go to jail! Yes, go on! Yes, all the way to jail!
Bitch, Jeffrey Dahmer, bitch, Jeffrey Dahmer, bitch, guys, bitch!
Cody, why are you so scared?
Yeah, dude, calm down.
But guys, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. He killed 15 people, and a lot of them were gay. He's like the gay boogeyman, the boogeyman for gays. My mom always checks under my bed for Jeffrey Dahmer.
So why would he only kill gay people?
Well, he killed straight people, too.
And some black people. Yeah, he had a thing for us, dude.
So he killed gay black people.
Some of them were straight, come on now.
Yeah, and he also ate people.
Ate people?
Yeah, like ate them.
Like ate their bodies?
Like actually ate them.
Wait, could he not afford food?
No, I think he could. I just think he liked to eat people.
Has he ever tried a Happy Meal?
Well, I'm sure he did. He just preferred people.
Who would want to eat people?
I don't know. He's insane.
Like on the guitar?
What? No, like mentally insane. Why would you assume the guitar?
Because usually when people say that guy's insane, they mean he's insane on the guitar.
No, people don't usually mean that.
So, was he good at the guitar?
No, I don't know. That's not what he was known for. I think if he was, he would have started a band called The People Eaters and used his music to attract people to eat.
So why didn't he do that?
Because I don't think he was good at the guitar. It's not what he's known for. Look, he just fucking ate people, okay?
Okay, damn. Well, how do we know he ate people? Like, how do we know those people didn't try to eat him first and he just ate them back?
I don't think 15 random people all tried to eat him and then he just out-ate them.
Okay, well, do we know that for a fact?
He admitted to doing it.
Well, why didn't you just say that? I wouldn't have asked all these questions if you said he admitted to it.
Oh, Jesus, Junior. Look, the point is that he's free now, and he's really dangerous.
He's not free. He's still in jail.
Well, yeah, but what if he escapes?
They're not going to let him escape.
Yeah, you're right. They're not going to let him escape.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooper, and today we will be revisiting the case of Jeffrey Dahmer, who was accused and convicted of killing and eating 15 people back in 1992. You were then sentenced to 15 life sentences, but you were killed in prison by a fellow prisoner, so you were unable to fulfill all of your life sentences. So now you have been brought back to life to fulfill the rest of your 14 life sentences, and every time you die, you will be resurrected, and then you will serve another life sentence until eventually justice is finally served. Mr. Dahmer, do you have anything you would like to say to this court before you go back to prison again?
Yummy penis.
Well, I've never tried it, so I will have to take your word for it. God, take him away.
Come on. Stop trying to bite me. All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. It's time for you to serve the rest of your life sentence. Yes?
I'm hungry.
Oh, well, I think in the cafeteria today they got bologna sandwiches.
Oh!
How about penis sandwiches?
Nope, none of that. I think they're fresh out of that.
Darn it.
Oh yeah, I forgot you eat people. Well, try not to eat your cellmate.
Cellmate?
What's up, fresh meat? My name Bubbles.
How'd you get a milkshake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I use my shower tokens. You know what that mean, right? I got a dirty ass.
Hey, Jeffrey, they have hot dogs in the cafeteria. That's kind of like a penis sandwich.
Oh, God, why?
No thanks. I'm full.
You ate your cellmate, but only his ass?
Yummy.
Oh, God, that's just...
What's the matter? What, do you got a hair? What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Hairy ass.
Oh, okay, that's it. You're going to solitary confinement. No, come on, Jeffrey, come out of there.
No.
Jeffrey, come on.
No.
Jeffrey, if you go to solitary confinement, I'll give you a picture of a naked man.
Okay.
Okay. Jesus, it is such a mess in there. I'm gonna have to clean all of this shit up. Jeffrey, you open this door right now!
No.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you open it!
I'm gonna go eat penis.
No, Jeffrey, don't you eat penis! Jeffrey, you better not eat penis! Open this door, don't eat penis!
Breaking news, okay? Jeffrey Dahmer, who was just brought back to life today, has escaped from prison. If you see this man, please stay away from him and call the police because he might eat your penis.
Uh-oh! Junior, you said they weren't gonna let him escape, and now he escaped, and now he's gonna eat my wee-wee.
He's not gonna eat your wee-wee.
Have you seen it, Junior? It's a very edible wee-wee. It's like a piece of string cheese.
A piece of string cheese?
Yeah, like a little nub of mozzarella.
Why is it so pale?
Well, I don't tan my wee-wee. It doesn't get a lot of sun.
I don't think he wants to eat your wee-wee.
But, Junior, I'm gay. I'm like a filet mignon for him.
And I'm black. I'm well done.
Oh, yeah. He'd love to eat me and Joseph.
Well, he's not gonna eat you guys. And Joseph, isn't this usually when you say I'm out of here, dude?
Yeah, but I'm not going outside, dude. He's probably waiting on me there.
Well, guys, I think I'm gonna walk home and go tell my parents Jeffrey Dahmer escaped so we can move to Europe. I'm pretty sure he won't get a passport.
It's okay, Cody. You're almost home. You're just walking, alone, at night, with a very edible penis in your shorts. But that's okay. Jeffrey Dahmer can't get you, because he's all the way in Wisconsin. And you're in Florida. Yeah, there's no way he could walk here in that time. Yeah, you're safe.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
What was that?
Penis, penis, penis.
Was that the Jeffrey Dahmer sound?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Penis, penis.
It's Jeffrey Dahmer!
Wait, is that actually Jeffrey Dahmer? Oh, no, that's just Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah. Huh, that's weird. I've been wondering where he's been all this time.
Jeffrey Dahmer! Jeffrey Dahmer, help!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Hold on. I got an idea. Starbelly Dreamlights Magical Unicorn.
Wow!
Does sound pretty dope, dude.
Yeah, it's the fucking titties.
Meh, guys, meh!
Well, Cody, what are you doing here? We thought you left.
I did, but then, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, let me show you. Slit thumb, wet thumb, and a thumb.
Yeah, we restarted the video because you left. We thought the video was going to continue with you in the road.
Oh, well, no. I saw Jeffrey Dahmer outside in the road, and he tried to get me.
What, he did?
Yeah, he's outside, like right outside your door right now. He tried to eat my wee-wee.
Oh, well, then call the cops, Cody.
Okay.
Get rid of that, Jeffy. We'll stay with the Jeffrey Dahmer video.
Hey there, somebody call the cops? Jeffrey Dahmer, You know, I'm starting to think maybe you saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
I did, he was outside, he tried to eat my wee-wee.
Oh, okay. Well, before I go look for him, I gotta get all the witnesses' names. So what's your name?
Cody.
What's your name?
I didn't see it happen.
Just tell me your name.
Junior.
And what's your name?
Joseph.
What's your name?
Jeffrey.
Okay, I think I have everything I need. What? Say your name again?
Jeffrey.
Huh, okay. Huddle up, everybody. Just one more. Not you. Oh, guys, is that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer right there?
What? No, that's our friend Jeffy.
Okay, well, you see, this is why you kids aren't cops. See, sometimes when criminals are trying to hide, they have an alias. That's like their name, but not their name. And Jeffy sounds pretty fucking close to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa, you're so smart. You should be a cop.
I am. I really don't think that's Jeffrey Dahmer. Listen, kid, do you make $30,000 a year? No? Exactly, so just let me do my job. Hey, Jeffy, you're coming with me.
Where are we going?
To prison! You're under arrest!
What?
I really don't think he got the right guy.
Order, order, order! Welcome back, Mr. Dahmer. You are now being accused of eating your cellmate's ass to death and escaping from prison. That's another life sentence. You're back up to 15 life sentences there, mister. Back to prison you go.
But my name's Jeffy, not Jeffrey.
Removing the R from your name does not change what you've done. Prison!
All right, come on, Jeffrey. All right, get in there, Jeffrey Dahmer. Or Jeffy Dahmer.
But I didn't even do anything!
Yeah, I saw you eat butt.
That's just a regular Tuesday for me!
All right, kids, you got nothing to worry about. Jeffrey Dahmer's locked up in a cell in prison in Wisconsin. Man, I drive fast.
Officer, I really don't think you got the right guy. The real Jeffrey Dahmer looks like Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, that's enough lip out of you. You know what? You're starting to look a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer to me. What's your name?
Cody.
Oh, never mind. It's not even close. Oh, kid, I think you should go answer it.
Why me?
Listen, I've driven around all over the place today. I'm really tired, okay? You go answer it.
Okay.
It's not even his house. I could have answered it.
Well,
Hello? Jeffrey Dahmer!
Did you kids hear that? Sounds like the cry of somebody who just saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer!
What, you saw Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah, he was at the front door, and I left it open, so he's probably coming inside.
Well, why would you leave the door open?
I don't know, I just panicked.
Well, officer, go attack him.
Fuck that! He's a serial killer and he eats wee-wees. I'm scared.
But your job is to protect and serve.
I don't even have a gun, man.
So then what are we gonna do?
Jeffrey Dahmer! Jeffrey Dahmer!
Penis.
Venus buffet for me, please.
Oh no, kids, we're all gonna lose our wee-wees!
I don't wanna lose my wee-wee!
Wait a minute. Do you guys hear that? It sounds like the Sky Viper!
He's out! Jeffrey's out! Go arrest him!
Okay. Alright, Jeffrey Dahmer, you're under arrest.
But penis, I want to eat it.
I know you do, bud. There'll be plenty of that in prison. I mean, no!
You're not going to let me eat penis, are you?
What? No, Jesus, I just said no. Why do you want to do it? Come on, let's go.
Alright, Jeffrey Dahmer, I don't know how you escaped again, but you're not going to escape again. Wait a minute, there's two Jeffrey Dahmers. That's not possible. Which one is the real one?
Penis.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. Come on, buddy, you can come out of there.
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair? I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness! Are you ready to die? Oh, he can fly too! Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Superman. Hair. Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby. Hi, baby, I saved you.
Thank you so much for saving me.
Oh, hey, watch the hair. Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She's changing on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
What, she drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about you?
You want
to
see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
See, it can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that!
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why!
Why?
No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty
picture. I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
No, stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. All right. What? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom. Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine. Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe. Oh.
Wait, no, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You don't.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have... Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it, the pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in it.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone, Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
But I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
We couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Ugh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
Hold on. Just stay right here. A rose at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved the pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it. He did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose. Because he thinks that his nose has hold in it. That stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Well, just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby. He's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He puts his gummies in his ears. He has a pencil on his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. He might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
What, you did? Don't get near him. All right, baby, where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess with the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing the diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's going to wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to run up his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, look. I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where my pencil go?
Somebody kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin.
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're saved. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy. Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You're going to do it in front of a lady? Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Give me.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Give me half it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jeffy's a bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm a good boy!
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, you're a good boy! Oh, look, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops. The cops are at the door. Okay, keep an eye on them. And I'm going to wait to the door. Yay, the cops are here. Hello.
Hey there. Call the cops?
Yes. Please kill me.
Whoa. Do I got to take you to a padded room? Huh? You little psycho? A padded room? How's that sound?
No. I need your help. Come inside, please.
Okay.
All right, officer. The problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it. They're nothing but trouble.
No, not her. Him.
Look, I found my pencil.
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was
why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where'd my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow!
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this thing, this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on, let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy, I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy, so what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven
Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
Jeffy, this is going nowhere.
I know, he's so dumb and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him because I...
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but like, he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know?
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
No, Jeffy, stop.
You're a good boy.
Jeffy's a good boy?
Yeah, he's a lunatic. So get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, you know, there's that finders keeper, losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, you know, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
No, finders keepers, losers weepers! I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! Huh? It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
Joseph, I can't wait to fly my Mega Glide Star.
I know, dude. It has a 19-inch wingspan. You know this is going far.
It's going to fly for miles.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. You're looking at the smartest kid in the country.
You mean the biggest nerd in the country?
Flame him, bro.
No, because the governor of Florida just sent me this letter telling me how smart I am because I got a 36 on my ACT test.
You got a 36 out of 100?
Dude, that's failing. You're ass.
You got an F, Cody. He probably sent you this letter to make fun of you.
But yeah.
No, it's 36 out of 36.
That's not how tests work, Cody. It's 36 out of 100. You got an F and you failed.
Yeah, you didn't try, dude.
But no, because I also got a 1600 on my SAT test.
Now you're just making up numbers, Cody.
That's not how they grade, dude.
Hey, Joseph, I got a 2 billion on my test.
Oh, that's so good, but maybe next time you'll get 3 billion.
But no, because they sent me this letter saying that I was smart and they're going to have a special celebration for me where they're going to give me a medal.
What? They're not going to give you a medal. They're probably going to give you a you tried medal because you got a 36 F on your test.
But no, guys, it's going to be a whole ceremony and everything. There's going to be a buffet and I can invite whoever I want.
Dude, a buffet?
Oh, we can eat whatever we want?
Oh, I could eat for days.
Okay, Cody, we'll go to your stupid dumb nerd event.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys aren't invited.
What?
We're not invited?
No, I mean, I'm taking Ken.
Oh, he just wants it to be him and Ken.
Oh, one of those date things, I guess.
Well, I am also inviting Penelope.
What? Penelope?
Why Penelope?
Well, I don't know. We're friends. She's cool.
Well, you've only known her for like a year. You've known me and Joseph for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. She's nice. I don't know.
Well, you don't even know who she is. Why is she going to go to your stupid event? We want to go.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. She's just cool. I want to bring her.
So you're going to take Ken and Penelope?
Well, yeah, and Patrick.
Patrick?
Come on.
Why Patrick? Well, when's the last video he's even been in? Why Patrick? You don't even talk to Patrick.
Well, just because you don't see me talk to Patrick doesn't mean I don't talk to Patrick.
When's the last time you talked to Patrick?
Like 3 days ago on the phone.
Show me your call history. Show me you talked to Patrick.
Okay, I don't really talk to Patrick that much, but he's cool. I like Patrick.
So you're gonna take Penelope and Patrick and Ken, but not your two best buds?
Come on, we sit on the couch together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather take them.
Wait, are you gonna take your parents?
No, definitely not. They're gonna cause a scene.
Well, you're not gonna take your parents.
That doesn't make sense, dude.
Yeah, so you're gonna take Penelope, who you don't even really know. You're gonna take Patrick, who you don't really even talk to, and you're gonna leave behind your two best buds and your parents. What?
Well, sorry, guys, you're just not invited.
What? You're so stupid, Cody. You know how much stuff we do for you? I point out how many pimples you have on your face so that you can get them treated.
And that you're a nurse so we can humble you.
Yeah, and also, we tell you how fat your mom is so she can go on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
I only tell you your mom is fat because I'm worried about her health, Cody. I don't want her to die.
We care.
See, guys, this is exactly why you're not invited. I only really came to show you guys how smart I am. I have to go get ready for my ceremony. It's tonight.
What? Joseph, can you believe that? Can you believe what Cody's doing?
I know, dude. I really wanted to go to that buffet, but let's fly this plane instead.
I don't want to fly that stupid plane. I want to go to the event.
But we're not invited, dude.
But why isn't Cody inviting us? It doesn't make any sense. We've been his best friend for years. Wait a minute. I figured it out.
What? Is it because we're black?
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, I knew it.
But he's only inviting people whose names start with a P.
What?
Think about it. The two people he invited is Penelope okay. and Patrick.
Okay, but what about Ken?
Ken's not a real person.
Ah, I see.
So he's only inviting people whose names start with a P. Because he hates people whose names start with a J.
He's a Jason.
He's racist and people's names start with a J. Because I'm Junior and you're Joseph.
Dang it.
So we got to change our names to start with a P.
How are we going to do that, though?
We're going to go to the courthouse.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, we just changed our names. My new name is officially Punya.
And I am Posive.
And I told Cody to come over to see if he invites us.
Oh, yeah. He better let us in this time.
Guys, what do you want? I was getting ready for my ceremony. I got to go.
Hey, Cody. Look at my new bib.
With PR? What, did you get a job in public relations?
No.
Are you supporting Puerto Rico?
It's not that either.
Okay, then what is it?
Me and Joseph changed our names.
But what did you change your names to?
I am Punya.
And I am Posive.
What, those are the stupidest names I've ever heard.
Well, can Punya and Posive come to your event?
No.
What? I thought you were going to invite us because our names start with P now.
Yeah.
What? Why would I do that?
Because you're Jacist.
What the hell is a Jacist?
You're racist to people whose names start with J.
What are you talking about?
Look, you invited Penelope and you invited Patrick. Mm-hmm. So we changed our names to start with a P because you were only inviting people with P's.
That's not why I didn't invite you guys.
Then why'd you invite us?
I don't know. I just didn't want to.
You don't want us to go?
No, I don't.
Well, what if we show up anyway?
Well, then I'm going to have security escort you out because you're not invited.
You just don't want us there.
Yes, exactly. I don't. So I'm going to go finish getting ready for my ceremony. Leave me alone.
Oh, Cody, I hate you.
Dude, that's so Jacist of him.
Yeah, he's Jacist and he's Pacist now.
Ooh.
I got to figure out what this is. You know what? I'm going to call Patrick over, and maybe Patrick can tell us what's really going on.
Yeah, he better.
Hey, guys! I lost my shoes. I probably need them for Cody's ceremony. I don't want to go barefoot. Unless I'm Tarzan. Tarzan's cool, but then I have to take my shirt off. Tarzan was raised by monkeys. Did you know that? I think I was raised by monkeys because I'm pretty good at climbing, and I like bananas.
All right, listen, Patrick. We want to find out
what... Is that a Mega Glide Star?
Yeah, dude. And it has a 19-inch wingspan.
And it has dual flight modes, hydroability foam, and it's easy to assemble.
Yeah.
Wait, you can read that from way back there?
Yeah. I have contact lenses. They're like these little stickers that you put in your eye to make your eyes see better. At least that's what my mommy says. Except sometimes I forget to take them out, and then they go behind my eyeball, and the doctor has to pop my eye out of its socket to get it back out.
All right, Patrick, you can leave.
Okay!
Dude, why did you make him leave?
Because I just figured out why Cody didn't invite us.
What? Why?
Because we don't wear glasses.
Wait, that doesn't make sense, dude.
No, think about it. Cody wears glasses. Penelope wears glasses.
Patrick doesn't wear glasses, dude.
He wears contacts. Cody is a bad visionist. He is racist to people with bad vision. He knows my left eye is not that good.
Mine too, dude!
So if we wear glasses, then he'll think that we're like him and he'll invite us.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, Posive. We now have perfect vision because of our glasses.
You're right, Punya. We look so sophisticated.
I called Cody and said, come over really quick.
Guys, what do you want? My ceremony starts in 30 minutes. I don't have time to keep coming over here. What is this?
Me and Posive now have glasses.
Okay, great. And?
So, do you like them?
Well, did you guys even need glasses?
I mean, our vision wasn't perfect before, but now it is. Don't you like wearing glasses?
No, I only wear these because I have to.
Oh, well, you know, me and Posive will be able to see you better, get your award with these glasses.
You guys are still not invited.
But what? We're not invited still? But no, it's the glasses. You're only inviting people wearing glasses.
But what are you talking about?
Penelope wears glasses.
Patrick doesn't.
He wears contacts.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, you did. You just don't want us there.
Guys, that's not why I didn't invite you. Now stop bothering me. I have to get ready.
Oh, my God. I realize what it is.
What is it, dude?
It's not the glasses. It's not the name.
What could it be?
He's only inviting people that are gay.
Not gay? Seriously? Well, Penelope isn't gay, dude.
How do you know? Have you ever seen her with a man?
You're right, dude.
Yeah, and every time I try to kiss her, she goes, ew, no. A girl that doesn't like a guy? She likes girls. She's gay.
Yeah, she would totally take that kiss, dude.
Yeah, so she's a lesbian. And Patrick's gay. Because, look, Patrick, we never seen him with a girl either. And he was talking about Tarzan. Tarzan's a half-naked man. What's he doing watching Tarzan?
Jesus, you're right, dude.
And Cody's gay himself. So he's only inviting gay people. So, me and you need to be gay for each other.
Jesus, how are we going to do this?
I got an idea. Come on. Okay, Posef, we have our gay pride button. So when Cody gets here, we have to act really gay. He's on his way.
I got you, bro.
Guys, I'm on my way to my ceremony right now. What do you want?
Look at my ass.
That is very nice.
Man, I sure love me some man butt.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, me too.
So, Cody, me and Posef are now gay. We're a gay couple.
What are you guys talking about? You're not gay. You've never been gay.
Oh, well, starting today, we're gay because Posef was peeing in the bathroom.
Yep.
And I opened the door and I saw him peeing and I saw his wiener. And I said, don't put that thing away. That's kind of hot.
Yep, and I saw that he saw my wiener. And I said, yo, that's hot.
Yeah, so I grabbed his wiener. And then he grabbed mine.
Mm-hmm. And just couldn't let go.
Yeah, we held onto each other's wiener for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, that has to be a gay record or something.
That does sound pretty gay.
Oh, because we are so gay. Look at our gay buttons. I got the gay flag.
Well, the fact that you called it the gay flag makes me think you're not really gay.
Well, look at Joseph's. I mean, Posef's gay. He's proud for being gay.
Yep, so proud for penis, dude. You don't even know.
Yeah, we love penis.
Yep, so much.
And look at this. Look, pride makes a family. So we can't have kids because we're gay, but we can adopt because two guys can't make a kid.
I'm not sure I believe this. I'm going to need you guys to prove it.
Oh, how do you want us to prove it? We got all the gay buttons in the gay.
You guys should kiss.
Oh, dude.
See?
No, I'm going to need you to do it with tongue.
Oh.
But we've done so much gay kissing today.
Yeah, we had a gay makeout session like 5 minutes ago, and oh, my tongue is just so tired from
sore.
From being gay.
Yeah.
Just do it one more time.
Come on, Joseph.
Dude, you really want
to
do this?
There's a buffet at that event. I need to go to that event. Just open your mouth. Gross.
So you're not really gay?
Oh, no, we're gay.
Yeah, so gay.
It's just, his tongue tastes like my balls.
Yeah, I have ball breath. I haven't brushed my teeth today.
Yeah, you ever taste your own balls? Yuck.
Well, we'll talk about this after I get back from my event.
After we get back from your event?
Mm-hmm. You guys are still not coming.
What?
Come on!
So I kissed Joseph for no reason?
That was tongue, dude!
I thought you guys were gay.
No, I'm not gay. I was just kidding, Joseph. I want to go to the event. I thought you were only inviting gay people.
What are you talking about?
Penelope's gay.
No, she's not.
Patrick's gay.
What? No, he's not.
Well, I've never seen them with another person. Listen, can we please just go to the event? Please, I just want to go.
On the buffet!
No, guys, I have to go to the event before I'm late.
Oh, I hate him. You know what? I'm taking off all this ridiculous crap.
Yeah.
Or changing my name back to Junior and Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph.
And we're going to crash this event. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Oh, hey, Penelope. I don't have a shirt on because I'm Tarzan. Hello and welcome to the Cody Nut Kiss Ceremony. We are gathered here today to celebrate how smart Cody is for getting a perfect score on his ACT and SAT tests. So I will be presenting him with this medal. There you go. You're smart. You can put it on your own damn self.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. This is such an honor. Yeah, thank you, everybody. I guess I'll give a speech. It ain't easy being cheesy. That's quoting the great Chester Cheetah, who happens to be here today. Thank you, Chester. I'd just like to thank all of my friends who came out today for supporting me and believing that I could be this smart. I'd also just like to say...
Hey, Cody! You didn't thank your actual friends, you nerd!
Yeah, stupid nerd!
Yeah, I know you got that medal for being smart, but you actually got that medal for having the fattest mom!
Yeah, she's a whale, dude!
Yeah, super fat mom having self is what you are.
Yeah, she's a humpback whale, isn't she?
Yeah, it, big fat one. And also those pimples on your face, yeah, you can connect the dots and it would spell fat.
Pepperoni face ass.
Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah, you don't want to invite your real friend. You want to invite these fake people. Where's your real friend, nerd, loser, fat idiot?
Junior Joseph, this is exactly why I didn't invite you guys. You guys are dicks.
That was mean.
I think we hurt his feelings, dude.
I don't care. He hurt our feelings when he didn't invite us to this stupid event. Where's the buffet?
There is no buffet. I was looking for the Cheetos, man.
So there's not even a buffet? Why'd we even come?
I don't know.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave. Oh, wow. I didn't know they gave you a medal for being the biggest crybaby.
Guys, do not see how mean you just were. You ruined my whole event.
We only did that because you didn't invite us, Cody.
Well, I didn't invite you because I knew you were going to do that.
No, if you would have invited us, we would have been on our best behavior. But since you didn't invite us, we acted like that.
Yeah.
You guys were already mean before you even knew I didn't invite you.
Listen, Cody, friends bully friends, okay? We make fun of you because it's easy and it's funny.
Yeah, we're supposed to support you, dude. That's what we were trying to do.
You guys just wanted to come to the event because you wanted the buffet, which wasn't even there because I made that up to make you guys jealous.
Cody, even if there would have been a buffet, we know your fat-ass mom would have ate all the food. So listen, we only came there because we wanted to support you. You didn't invite us. We're supposed to be friends. We're best buds, you know? You know what we did to try to go? We changed our names for you. We wore glasses for you. We turned gay for you.
Totally gay.
Yeah, we were just trying to make you happy. We wanted to be there for you because you're our best friend. You didn't invite us. You know how much that hurts us?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So we want an apology for not coming to your stupid nerd event. We want you to apologize for not inviting us.
Right now.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry I didn't invite you because you guys are assholes.
Aww.
He really meant it, dude.
I think he truly means it. Aww. All right, Cody. Next stupid event, you better invite us.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, Cody. We're not going to apologize to you for anything because we didn't do anything wrong.
At all.
Because if you run a red light and then we hit you, we didn't do anything wrong. You're the one who caused this. So you caused all this by not inviting us.
Mm-hmm.
But we will let you throw this plane first.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, throw it over there as fast as you can.
Yeah.
What are you? American Airlines Flight 191?
Wait, what?
It's a plane that crashed in the 70s.
Oh, why did you just know that?
I know a lot of plane crash stuff.
That's weird.
Hey, Daddy! I made this paper airplane. Look at it!
Ow, Jeffy, you poked me in the eye!
Marvin, are you okay?
No, he poked me in the eye!
You want to see it fly?
No!
Prepare for takeoff.
No way, bro. Why do you start with the pieces from the bottom?
Because this is how Daddy plays Jenga. I've never lost a game of Jenga. See? Not even that paper airplane can make me lose. Ha! Undefeated.
Where'd my paper airplane go?
I don't know, Jeffy. I can't see where it went because you poked me in the eye.
Marvin, it was an accident.
He was an accident.
Marvin!
Jeffy, stop crying.
Marvin, why would you say that to him?
Because it's probably true. He was probably an accident.
Marvin, cheer him up.
Jeffy, do you want to watch TV?
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
Elmo.
Okay, I'll turn on Elmo.
Yay!
Breaking news, okay? The entire New England Patriots football team is sick. They have explosive diarrhea and may not be able to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow.
That's not Elmo!
Oh my gosh, an entire NFL team is sick? How are they gonna play?
They're probably gonna have to forfeit. Who's at the door?
Maybe it's Elmo coming to cheer me up.
No, it's not, because Elmo's not real. Hello?
Hey, bro.
What, Dak, what are you doing here?
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, ask.
No, can I come inside and ask?
Why can't you do that? Wait, what happened to your leg?
Oh, I broke it in 3 places, and I didn't get a cast on it because I'm a man, so it healed sideways.
Ouch.
Yeah. So can I come inside?
Why can't you ask the question here?
Because it hurts to stand.
Come inside. Yeah.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Your ex-boyfriend, Dak.
Doing here? What a pleasant surprise!
Yeah, Dak, what are you doing here?
Well, I have to ask you something.
Then ask it! You keep saying that!
Well, did you see in the news how the Patriots all got sick?
Yeah, I saw it. They can't play.
Well, the Patriots called me and they said they want me to play for them.
Aw, how wonderful!
Yeah, how wonderful. I hope you break a leg, but why are you telling us about this?
Well, because the Patriots said they want me to assemble a team of my friends to play football. So that's why I came here to ask you if I could go on a date with your wife.
Wait, no! Why would I go on a date with my wife?
Because I'm the quarterback for the Patriots. I could, like, get you tickets and stuff.
No, you can't go on a date with her.
Who are you going to get to play for your team, Dak?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have any friends.
I wonder why.
Marvin could do it.
What? I can't play football.
Yeah, this old geezer can't play football.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bet I can play football better than you can, Dak.
Okay, old man, then you're on the team.
Yay! Marvin's going to be a Patriot!
Well, yeah, I'm going to play for the Patriots and have like 300-pound guys trying to kill me.
Yeah, but I don't really have any other friends, so I need you to find 2 other guys we can play football with.
What, 2 other guys?
Yeah, 4 people. That's how many people are on a football team, right?
I'll look for as many guys as I can.
So you want to make out?
Oh, Dak, you silly goose. You know I'm married.
Don't mess up, man.
You know you're supposed to put the pieces on the top once you take one, right?
No, that's dumb. Those are dumb rules.
Those are the right rules!
No, you're just supposed to take the pieces out and put them down anywhere.
That's not how you play!
Well, that's how I win. You put the pieces back on top, it just gets hard.
That's the point of the game! That's the rules!
Look, man, if you don't know how to play, that's okay. If you want to forfeit, just tell me.
I know how to play!
Okay, take your piece then.
God.
Hey, guys.
God! Marvin!
I win! Loser!
You're not playing by the right rules!
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I didn't hire somebody to throw a paper airplane at the tower when it was my turn.
I didn't hire anybody to throw a paper airplane! Look, it came out of nowhere!
Oh, it came out of nowhere. Okay.
He tried to cheat. I didn't cheat!
Hey, man, calm down. It's just a board game. Calm down. I mean, I won, but calm down. Jenga champion over here. Calm down. I mean, you never beat me, but calm down. Anyway, what do you want, man?
Well, on the news, the Patriots are sick and they can't play this weekend.
Oh yeah, I heard about that on the news, because your TV upstairs is really loud. Do you have hearing problems?
Well, look, anyway, the Patriots said that, you know, if we want to play, we can assemble our own team and we can play for them.
What?
Really?
Yeah, we can play for them if you want to.
Okay, I mean, they're playing against Tom Brady.
Wait, just anybody?
What, they're playing Tom Brady? We're going to lose.
Yeah, they're playing the Buccaneers, but I mean, that's fine, I'll play.
Wait, will you play, Chevy?
Yeah, I'll play. Hold on, I'm not doing anything.
All right, so you guys are in. You're gonna play.
Yeah!
Right, I'm gonna go tell him that we're gonna play.
So, do you wanna, like, cuddle?
No, Dak, you silly goose.
Alright, Dak, I found two guys.
Oh, perfect.
I'm gonna go look for, like, 45 more people.
Nah, four's good.
No, there's, like, 50 people on a football team.
Nah, I think we're ready. Anyway, we're gonna ride the Patriots' private plane to Boston tomorrow.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, Harmon, you're gonna play for the Patriots!
I know, I'm kinda nervous, but we have to tell Jeffy that we're going because, you know, I'm not gonna bring him, so we're gonna leave him home alone. Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Googling if Elmo's real.
Well, look, Jeffy, here's $100.
Oh, well, I don't care if Elmo's real, because his hundo's real. Why are you giving me money, Daddy?
Because me and Mommy are going out of town.
Oh, where are you going?
It's none of your business, Jeffy. Use that money for food.
Well, how long are you going to be gone for?
A day.
Okay, so I could just not eat for a day and pocket $100.
No, Jeffy, order pizza or something.
Or I could not order pizza and just buy Fortnite skins.
But look, Jeffy, do whatever you want with the money, but we'll be back in a day.
All right, Daddy.
Marvin, I can't believe you're a football player. I'm married to an athlete.
Yeah, that's cool, baby. Just shut up.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, you know I hate flying. I'm afraid of flying.
Marvin, you don't have to wear all your football gear yet.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because if we crash, the helmet will protect my head.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, we're going down. We're going down. Just kidding. Oh, but look how high up we are, though. Oh, man, we gotta be like 32,000 feet in the air.
No, don't tell me that.
Just look down. Look how far away the ground is.
Shut up.
Oh, man, we couldn't get out of this plane if we wanted to.
No, please don't tell me that.
We're going so fast.
Oh, man, we look like ants. I mean, they look like ants, but we look like birds, you know, because they fly.
Shut up.
Speaking of birds, there's a bunch flying towards the engine.
Charlie! Oh, I hate my life.
Marvin, if you get nervous, just stare at the screen ahead of you.
You're right. I should just watch a movie, like Deadpool.
Sup, bro?
What do you want, Dick?
My helmet's too small for my head.
I'm sorry about that.
Look, bro, I think we should go over the game plan because I don't want you messing this up for me. I mean, I'm a pro, but have you even played football?
I've played Madden a few times.
Dak, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he better, because I've never lost a game in my life. You see my jersey? See that number? That's how many games I've lost. 00. I've double never lost.
Baby, I'm gonna get some out of my suitcase.
Okay, Marvin.
I need to get my headphones.
Hey, Daddy!
What, Jeffy, what are you doing here?
I snuck on your plane to be with you.
Well, what do you mean you snuck on the plane? You're supposed to stay home. I gave you money for pizza.
Well, I already spent that money on V-Bucks.
Jeffy, that was for pizza. Ooh, you can't be here. Look, I gotta focus. I got a job to do.
But I can help you, Daddy.
How can you help?
I'll be your ball boy.
Well, you're already on the plane. They can't turn around. Okay, just be quiet and don't distract me.
All right, Daddy.
Baby, you're not gonna believe this. Jeffy snuck on the plane.
Oh, I took your wife's seat.
You took my wife's seat? Where'd she go?
Oh, she's sitting up next to Zach or Jack or whatever the hell his name
Dak.
Is.
Dak? Why is she sitting next to Dak?
I don't know. Bro, play Jenga with me.
What? Jenga? On an airplane?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What? No, it's gonna fall over.
Nah, no, it won't. Come on, let's play. Oh, yeah, okay, I think I want this one. Oh, yeah, that's it, that's it. Okay, good, almost there.
Oh, turn around.
Oh, man.
I told you it's gonna fall over.
Hey, you want to play again?
What? No, the turbulence is going on.
Nah, let's play again. I'll get the pizza.
Ugh.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Football. Today, the New England Patriots are going to be taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go down to the field.
Okay, it's the opening coin toss. Tom, you're the visiting team, so call it in the air. Heads. It is heads.
We want the ball.
Okay, we have to do the opening kickoff, so who's gonna kick it?
I don't have legs.
Yeah, me neither. I'll do it, bro.
But you're the quarterback.
I can do everything. Let me do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm kicking off.
What kind of kick was that, Dak?
Yeah, that sucked, Dak. Bro, I was going for like a sneak onside kick. They weren't expecting it.
Oh, are you sure you don't just suck at kicking?
No, bro, I'm good at everything.
How's it get on defense?
Oh, I'm gonna get you, Brady. I'm gonna get you, Brady.
Blue 42. Set. Hut. Okay, where are you at, Gronk?
I'm open.
Oh, damn it.
Touchdown, Gronk spike.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What the hell was that, Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, you left them wide open.
Well, it's Gronkowski. He's hard to cover.
Well, let me cover him next time. I can cover him. Who's going to get the kickoff?
Ooh, me. I got it.
Nah, give me that shit.
Hey, man, I was going to return it.
Ooh, look at me go. Oh, where am I going? Ooh, got your ass.
Hey, guys, I'm about to get this touchdown.
Look at me! Look at me!
Oh, tackled at the 1 yard line. Shouldn't have been showboating.
Ow! Ow. Chef Pippi, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Come on, you know I like to showboat a little bit.
Okay, look, we're on the 1 yard line. All we have to do is run it in.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna throw it.
What, throw it? What? What's wrong with you?
It's a little lesson I learned from Super Bowl 49. When you're on the one, you throw it.
Okay, look, someone get open.
Okay, I've done this before. Green, 20, Abraham Lincoln, hike! Where we at? Where we at? Oh, wide open all day.
What the hell was that, Dak?
I got him.
The Buccaneers intercepted it and ran it back for a touchdown.
Did I stop him?
Why didn't you tackle him, Marvin?
Well, why did Dak throw an interception?
I just ate popcorn, bro.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Extra butter.
Let's get ready for kickoff.
It's coming to me. My time to shine. Wait, what do I do?
Ow! Brooklyn guy, are you okay?
Mrs. Perkins, my dog ate my homework. Can I turn it in tomorrow?
Oh, he's knocked out.
Marvin, we need another player.
We're already down 2 touchdowns. We should just forfeit.
Hey, Danny. I'm here, Danny. Put me in, coach.
No, Jeff, you're not playing football. Look what happened to him. It's too dangerous.
But we're down by 2 touchdowns. I can help.
No!
Come on, bro. We need him.
Yeah, we don't have anybody else.
Okay, fine. But if you get hurt, don't come crying to me.
All right, bro, we're going to run it. I'm going to hand the ball to Jeffy.
All right, Jeffy, when you get that ball, act like if you get in the end zone, you don't ever have to eat green beans ever again.
Got it.
Okay, Declaration of Independence, 1776, hike!
I'm never going to eat green beans again! You're going away! Touchdown!
Touchdown, Patriots!
He did it!
He did it! You got touchdown, Jeffy!
Way to go, Jeffy!
Oh, okay, wait. We're still down by a touchdown. So, I need to do an onside kick.
What's that?
What you did earlier!
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, let's go!
I got it!
Damn it! Oh, we have to hope for an interception.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, we need an interception. So if you intercept this ball and run it back for a touchdown, I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese later.
Falcon suck! 28-3, hike!
Oh, there you are, Gronk!
I can't believe it, folks! He's intercepted the football!
He intercepted it!
Go, Jeffy, go! Go, Jeffy, go!
He has to score! There's only 3 seconds left!
Gotta get touchdown! Gotta get touchdown!
Oh, so close! Tackled at the one! The Buccaneers win!
I can't believe it. We lost.
Wow, I hate my life.
Good game, bro.
Good game, Brady.
Don't tell anyone, but we deflated the footballs.
Wait, what? I can't believe we lost.
Marvin, don't be sad. You thought you were going to lose anyway.
But baby, we were so close to winning. Jeffy, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Are you kidding me? I put the team on my back. I got an interception and a touchdown. Don't give me shit.
Jeffy!
No, we straight. I'm just going to play with my paper airplane.
Okay, I'm playing by your rules. I put the piece back on top. You happy? All right, it's your turn.
Yes, I'm happy because we're playing by the right rules. Okay, which one do I want? Left side!
I win again! Even with your own rules, you suck!
Alright, Boyne, I'm going to the grocery store. Is there anything you need?
Some more beer, some stool softener, because I'm pretty backed up, and some Paw Patrol mac and cheese. Those shapes are my favorite.
Oh, but Boyne, what if they're out of the Paw Patrol? What do you want?
SpongeBob.
Okay.
Hey, how long do you think you're going
to
be?
I don't know. Maybe a couple hours, because I'm going to try to use the self-checkout there, Boyne, so it feels like I have a job. And some of them have cameras on them, so it makes you feel famous.
Yeah, they do that.
Okay, Boyne, I'll be back soon.
Okay, take your time.
All right, Boyne, if there's anything else you think of that you need, just call me.
Okay, when you're on your way home, can you call me until I answer? And then when you pull up in the driveway, just honk a lot so I can help you with the groceries.
Okay.
Just wait for her car to start. Wait for her to drive off. Yes, she's finally gone. Now I can try out some weird shit, see what this generation's really into. Let me just get the tissues, get the lotion, and the old laptop. Okay, now I guess I just have to put in this tail plug I bought. See what I can do. Oh, ow, damn, that hurts. I don't see how dogs do it. All right, let me just put on this mask here. Oh, damn, this thing's really tight. Okay, I don't really see how people think this is hot. I mean, it's hot in here. Now I have to think of a fursona. I am no longer Brooklyn guy. I am now Strong Jackal Corny Fur. Yeah, that's cool. All right, I guess I have to find some furry videos.
Those really are just people dressed up like animals, huh? Well, I'm not backing out now. I already got a plug in my ass.
Whew, okay. That was, not for me. Not fur me. Damn it, I'm already starting to talk like them. No, I will not be doing that again. That took way too long, and it's way too hard to breathe in that thing. I'm just gonna stick to regular old human-on-human. Man, I'm really glad nobody saw me do that. That would be really embarrassing. I mean, that would be career-ruining. Life-ruining, honestly. I mean, I would do just about anything to make sure nobody ever found out I did that. Hold on, let me get this tail plug out. Ooh, I'm getting a text message. What? How is that possible? What? Who is this? Watching me? How could you be watching me? The windows are closed! Call me. I'm not a good texter. What? No. Nobody can find out I did that. That's impossible. What? Okay, they're calling me. Hello?
Hello, Brooklyn Guard.
How do you know my name?
We've been watching you.
What, watching me? How?
Through the webcam on your laptop.
On my Oh, come on. That is just a violation of my privacy. How'd you even do that?
And we recorded everything that you did.
Everything? Like, everything? Like, with the mask and the tail plug and me screaming, yes, Mama Bear, and barking like a dog, all of it?
Oh, yeah. And we even know what video you watched.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was a really weird one, too, and I'm pretty sure they might have been dudes. I couldn't tell with the suit on.
Yeah, they were dudes.
Oh, God damn it!
If you don't want that video being released to the public, you will do everything we tell you to.
I will do literally anything you say to do. I will never live that shit down. I do not want that going public. You say to do it, I will do it with no hesitation.
There's a package at your front door. Go grab it.
A package? For me? Ooh, that's a big package. Is it something I've been wanting? Is it the Home Alone Lego set? Oh, you shouldn't have.
No, it's not for you. It's for someone else.
Wait, why would I give someone else the Home Alone Lego set when I want it?
It's not the Home Alone Lego set.
Yeah, I should have figured. It's not nearly big enough to fit the entire McAllister house.
Just take the package and go to your car.
Oh, is this gonna be one of those packages you open up and it shoots confetti all over the place? Because I'm never gonna get it out of my car. It's gonna be, like, between the seats.
No, it's not. It's let's just say it's gonna blow your mind.
Oh, this sounds like a confetti bomb. But I'm gonna do whatever you say, because I don't want people thinking I'm a furry. Cause I'm not! I just wanted to see if I was.
Alright, I'm in the car with the package.
Why do you sound so sad?
I'm just thinking about the Home Alone Lego set and how I'll probably never be able to afford it because it's like 300 bucks. And even if I could, I mean, when am I ever going to have time to build it? I heard it's like 4,000 pieces. And of course it is. Have you seen how big their house is in the movie? They have so many kids. And they're flying to Paris for Christmas? What do they do for a living? They gotta be loaded. No wonder the Wet Bandits wanted to rob them. And then in the second one, they're flying to Florida? Like, stay the fuck home. It's Christmas. I think they'd get along really well with the Cranks. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. You were blackmailing me?
Yes. Now take that package and drive it to the gas station.
To the gas station? When are they gonna have time to build a Lego set? I mean, I guess they could do it in between customers.
Just do it or I post.
Okay, I didn't say I wasn't gonna do it. I'll do it. I just don't understand your instructions. Weird. Okay, I'm at the gas station with the package.
Deliver the package to the gas station clerk.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for coming to my gas station.
Hey, I got a package for you.
Ooh, what's in it?
I think it's the Home Alone Lego set.
It's not. Open it up and see what's inside.
Okay.
So, what is it?
Hold on one second. Don't look in there. Hey, that's a fucking bomb.
Yeah, I know. How much time is left on it?
Like 52 seconds?
You should probably get out of there.
Hey, Mommy, can I get a push pop?
Freddy, we've talked about this. I'm not your mother.
Can I get one too?
No!
Mister, is that a bomb in you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna blow up the gas station?
Yeah. Oh, don't make that face. You're gonna make me feel bad. Hey, there's kids here.
Wait, did he say bomb?
Good luck, everybody.
Oh my god! It's a bomb! Run, kids, run!
I gotta get the fuck out of here. Jesus fucking Christ! Are you happy now that old gas station full of kids just exploded?
Yes, and now you're gonna go rob a bank.
Rob a bank?
Yeah, there's a hoodie, a gun, and AirPods in the trunk of your car. Go to the bank and get ready.
Okay, fine. I just really don't want people to think I'm a furry. Oh, man, please don't make me do this.
Do you want everyone to know that you're a furry?
No, this is better, but I'm not a furry.
Well, this is the final step.
This is the final step after blowing up a gas station full of kids? Okay, well, I'm already this far.
Hello, welcome to the bank. How may I help you? Use your words.
You're really not getting this?
No.
Okay, well, come down here.
Oh, okay.
This is a fucking robbery. Give me all the money or I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Oh, what's your account number?
No, not out of my account. Like, out of everyone's account. Like, just give me the money because I'm robbing you.
Oh my god, it's a robbery! Please don't shoot me!
Yeah, get the money, bitch!
Oh, hi, man. What are you doing here? Oh, wait. Why are you wearing a coat? It's not cold outside.
Oh,
fuck
me! Why'd you shoot me?
Because I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I'm robbing this place.
Marcus!
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is very, very convenient.
I'll just grab this.
Hey, nobody follow me or you're going to get what he got.
Ah! It burns!
Okay, I got the money, you sick fuck. And I had to shoot my partner.
Now open the bag and make sure all the money's in there.
Okay, fine. Oh, fuck! God damn it!
What happened?
The dye pack went off in my face!
Okay.
Thanks for caring! Now, what do I do with this money?
There's gonna be a dolphin that comes up to your window for you to deliver the money to.
A dolphin? Are you the dolphin?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the money. Can I go home now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Well, I did a lot of fucked up shit, but at least people aren't gonna think I'm a furry.
Oh, Jonathan, you're so rich!
Yeah, that's what happens when you win the lottery, Karen.
What the hell's going on here?
Why did Jonathan show me a video of you dressed up like a reindeer, pleasuring yourself to other people dressed up like animals? What's going on here?
Why was this in your ass?
Oh, dear. No pun intended. You guys saw that, huh? So it was you? You're the one who recorded me and then blackmailed me and then you made me blow up a gas station and rob a bank?
I don't know what you're talking about. I won the lottery.
Oh, really? The lottery just hands out money that's already been stained with a dye pack?
Boiny, what's all that blue stuff on your face? Were you trying out for the Blue Man Group?
Yeah, but I didn't get it because I'm not good at drums. I'm only good at robbing banks and blowing up gas stations. With kids in them, by the way.
Hey, I didn't know that those kids were on a field trip.
Okay, so it was you.
Fine! I admit it, I did it all, but it's because then I thought you would go to jail for life after you got caught, and then Karen would come running to my arms because I'm rich.
So you did all of this just to get with my wife? You made me rob a bank, and that I understand, because you want money, that makes sense. But why the gas station? Was that just for fun? Why did I have to do that?
I don't know. I just didn't think you would do it, bro.
Why did you even get a bomb? That's what we should be talking about, and you sent it to my house. This is all really elaborate.
I got the bomb from Mother's closet.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Okay, fine, but I'm taking this tail with me.
Okay, I don't know why you want it. Fucking weirdo.
Boiny, what's gonna happen to you?
Well, Karen, I'm not gonna lie. I might be going to prison for a really long time, because a lot of people did recognize me. But I think I got away with it, because I was wearing sunglasses and a hoodie. Oh, shit, Karen, there's someone at the door. Hide all the money.
No, Boiny, I'm not your accomplice.
Fine, I'll just smooth talk him. Hello?
Hey, Mike. I'm sure you know what this is about, but I got a warrant for your arrest.
Whatever for?
Well, for blowing up a gas station and robbing a bank. And also, you shot me in the arm.
Oh, Simmons, that simply was not me.
Well, it looked like you. I said hi, and then you shot me in the arm.
Oh, no, Simmons, I said, why would I shoot you? We're friends. Friends don't shoot friends.
Well, probably because you recognized me, and I saw you doing something bad, so you wanted to get rid of me.
No, Simmons, that was not me. I've been home all day.
Well, what about the blue stuff on your face?
Oh, this? I was eating blueberry pie without my hands.
Oh, yummy. You got any left?
No, I ate it all.
Oh, well, can I see the empty pie tray?
Okay, you know what? I was lying about that. Actually, what happened is Papa Smurf came over and things got pretty wild because he's my landlord and I didn't want to pay rent. So let's just say he found a way to make me pay.
So Papa Smurf just blew his load all over your face, huh?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Well, can I come in and look around for the money?
No, you can't. Can't because Papa Smurf's load is all over my house and it's messy and I don't want you to have to see that.
Well, Mike, I do have a warrant, so I'm coming in anyway.
Okay, but if you see anything blue, it's Papa Smurf's load, okay? Oh. Just
Smurf. All right. Well, Mike, there's the money with...
Smurf load is what that is. It's load from a Smurf. See, Papa Smurf made me sit right here and then he did it on my face and it got all over the money. And then he said, you know what? Since you're so good at pleasuring Smurfs, you don't owe me money. I'll give you money. So that's where all this money came from. And then, of course, the Smurf load I mentioned.
Ah, you must be really good at it. You probably got your talents from your mom.
Okay, you.
Yeah, well, you know what I think, mate? I think you did rob that bank, and the dye pack went off and got all over the money and your face.
Yeah, that is actually what happened, and I shot you. Sorry about that. Look, Simmons, I'm gonna make you a deal, okay? How about I give you half of this money if you just go back to work and tell everybody I'm dead? Like, when you showed up, I was dead in the fireplace and all the money was burned.
Well, what are you gonna do about work?
I'll just reapply as one of my other brothers.
All right, you got yourself a deal, mate.
Okay, but if anybody asks, I'm not a furry, okay?
What?
Yeah, there might be a video going around with somebody who looks like me doing furry shit, but that's not me. That is a furry guy. He's my brother, so that's who that is. It's not me.
Oh, I get it, mate. You like to rub your wiener on a porcupine. I enjoy the nice wallaby pooch every now and again.
No, I don't. That's my brother. I don't do that.
That's all right, mate. I'm gonna go ahead and take my half.
Okay, I'm gonna pay somebody to get this shit off my face.
Good night, Karen.
Oh, no, Boyne. You're not getting out of talking about how you dressed up like a reindeer today and watched other people be furries.
What, Karen, that was a one-time thing. I didn't even like it, okay?
Boyne, is that what you like? You like being a reindeer?
No, it's not what I like. I learned that I don't like that.
You want to fly Santa's sleigh?
No, I don't want to fly Santa's sleigh.
Merry Christmas.
I'm not a furry.
Is that what you want me to do, Boyne? I'll do that for you.
No,
your wildest fantasies. I'll be a cat.
I don't want you to be
meow.
A cat. I don't like cats. That's not what I want.
Meow.
I want a human woman.
Oh, do you want me to be a puppy?
I don't want
woof,
a puppy.
Woof,
no,
bark,
I'm not a furry. God
woof,
damn it.
Woof.
This is hell. I'm
okay.
In hell.
What about
this
a furry?
This is what hell looks like.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
My wife's
tweet,
a fucking
tweet,
furry.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Jeffy, you're trying to make the circle piece go into the triangle spot. You're supposed to put it in the circle spot, like that.
Ah, where did the piece go?
It went inside.
Get it back.
Look, Jeffy, look. There it is, right there. Grab it.
Oh, hey, Mr. Circle Piece. What doing?
Marvin, look, a commercial.
Hi, I'm Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, and I'm excited to reveal our new overpriced product, the Apple Vision Pro. It's a new VR headset. And I know what you're thinking. How is this different from the Meta Quest 3? It's Apple, so it's gonna be more expensive. But with this, you can check your text messages, read your emails, watch movies, and listen to music on the fucking moon, on Mount Everest, in Fiji. Now, I'm a billionaire. I'm worth $2 billion. I can check my text messages on Mount Everest in real life if I wanted to, anywhere in the world. But you can't, because you're a broke piece of shit. So I made this for you, so you can simulate a fraction of my life. Now, here's the fun part. How much does it cost? Well, the Meta Quest 3 goes for about $700, so how much do you think I'm gonna charge you for this piece of shit? Double? Triple? Quadruple? Oh, you wish, buddy. This bad boy goes for a whopping, horribly egregious $4,800. And guess what? You're gonna pay it, because it's Apple, and you wanna be cool. And guess what? Next year, we're gonna release another one that's identical to this one and twice the price. So I'll see you in September for the new iPhone. It has no screen. You're gonna need this.
Who would spend $4,000 on something like that?
I don't understand this virtual reality stuff, Marvin. I want to live in the now.
Hey, Dan, can you help me figure out where this piece goes?
Well, that's a star, so it goes in the star spot.
Get it out!
Hey, Jeffy, stop it. Go to your room if you can't play this game without screaming. Who's at the door?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Look what I spent $4,000 on.
You actually bought the Apple Vision Pro?
Of course I did. Now I get to have my bank account balance open in front of me at all times. And over there, I have a video of some girl-on-girl action. Oh, look, and in front of me, there's some fuckhead who doesn't like to pay his house payment. Nope, that's not virtual reality. He's actually there.
Well, listen, I'm gonna try to find a way to pay my house payment.
You better pay your house payment so I can afford more stupid shit like this!
Oh, listen, I promise I'll pay it soon.
Okay, well, I'm gonna come inside and sit on top of Mount Everest.
You can actually go to Mount Everest?
I can go wherever I want to with these on!
Well, can I try them on?
You wish, poor! Now move out of my way! I got a hike to climb. Ugh. Hey, Marvin! How are you running up Mount Everest so fast?
These are my stairs.
Well, it's Mount Everest to me. Look, there's green boots.
Who?
He fucking died.
Oh, hurry up.
All right, Marvin, I made it to the top of Mount Everest.
Marvin, he actually bought one of those?
Yeah, and he wants me to pay him my house payment.
He doesn't need your house payment if he can afford that.
Hey, you! Hush! All right, Marvin, guess where I'm at now? The Amazon rainforest, looking at orangutan tits and shit.
What are you doing?
Clapping big purple baboon ass cheeks. I think it's Tarzan's mother. Oh, look! There's Tarzan now! Give me that loincloth, you raised by monkeys, fuck! Oh, it's hot out here. All right, now I'm going to the moon.
The moon?
One small step for Apple, one giant waste of $4,000 for me.
Well, can I please try it?
No! They don't allow the poor on the moon! Where's your cardboard sign that says I'll work for food or some shit, homeless? Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Hey, Dad. What do you want, son? I'm on the moon right now. Well, Dad, I just wanted to say that I want the Apple Vision Pro.
Ew! I'm not paying $4,000 for you to be happy!
Why not, Dad? I want it! Do you have a pair? Fuck no, I don't have a pair. I'm not on the moon or some shit with Apple Vision Pro! Well, then how the fuck are you on the moon, you dumb shit? Well, I'm friends with Jeff Bezos and shit. Elon Musk is fuck. Well, Dad, I want you to come home right now and prove to me that you don't have the Apple Vision Pro. All right, fine. I'll fly home right now from the moon. Bye. Fuck!
What's wrong?
My son wants the Apple Pros, and I'm not gonna give them to him. So I gotta leave them here. I want you to watch them, okay? Don't touch them, don't fuck with them or anything. I'll be right back.
Marvin, I can't believe people waste their money on technology like that.
Well, I kind of want to try them.
Marvin, no, he said you can't!
I want to see how rich people have fun. Please let me try them. Just one time. This thing is heavy.
What's it like?
I don't see anything yet. I don't think it's on.
Here, let me press this button.
You did something.
Whoa, I'm on the moon!
Really, Marvin? Am I on the moon, too?
Yeah, you are.
Whoa, that's so cool! Wait, how do we breathe out here?
I have no idea, but you're such a sexy astronaut.
Aw, thanks, Marvin.
Can you please just do me a favor? Can you take your shirt off?
What?
Can you just take your shirt off on the moon? I want to see what it looks like.
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, Marvin, I want to see. What's it like?
It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Marvin, I want to turn. Let me try.
No, hey, get those back. I was happy.
Okay, Marvin, I have them on. How do I make them work?
You have to turn them on.
Oh, wow.
What do you see, baby?
So hot.
What's so hot?
The island. I'm on an island in Fiji, and it's so hot.
You can't feel the weather of the Apple Vision Pro.
I bet it's hot, though.
Oh, well, what do I look like?
You look like you.
Oh, thank God. I was worried it was making me look like some hunky man.
Nope, no hunky. Just you, Marvin. Take your shorts off.
Why do you want me to take my shorts off?
I just want to see you naked on a beach, Marvin.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Huge!
What's huge?
The hugest palm tree I've ever seen with the hairiest coconuts.
All right, it's my turn to wear the Apple Vision Pro.
Wait, Marvin, just kiss me before I take them off.
Why?
Because I want to kiss you on a beach in Fiji.
Well, I want to wear them while I kiss you.
Why, Marvin? Do I look like some hot supermodel or something?
What? No, baby, no. You look like you. I want to kiss you while we're on the moon.
I'll bet.
Oh, no, listen, what's it make me look like? Some hunky guy with a huge wiener?
No! Marvin, you look like you!
Yeah, okay, it's my turn to wear.
No, Marvin,
it's my turn to wear.
Ooh, you broke the fantasy machine!
Fantasy machine?
I said what I said.
Oh my God, it's broken into pieces!
Marvin, what do we do?
I don't know, Goodman will be back, and this thing is worth $4,000. I can't afford that!
Oh, no!
I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support. I'm gonna call them. Alright, I'm calling Apple Tech Support.
Thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Camille Habib Habab. Camille is in camel, Habib Habab is in corn on the cob. And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
Well, I have an Apple Vision Pro and it's broken.
Okay, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
It's in multiple pieces.
Ooh, no good in multiple pieces.
No, it's not good. I need you to help me fix it.
All right, can I have your Apple ID?
Well, it's not my Apple Vision Pro, it's my friend's.
Is it stolen?
No, it's not stolen. He let me borrow it. I want it fixed, please.
Okay, can you give me your name?
My name is Marvin.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
M.
N.
No, M.
N.
No, not N M.
N M.
Not N M. Just M.
Just M.
No, just M.
All right, thank you for calling, Justin. What can I do for you?
No, my name's not Justin.
Oh, like Justin Bieber. Oh, we have Justin Bieber on the phone.
No.
Baby.
My name's not just M. It's just let's restart like we just met.
Okay, hello. Thank you for calling Apple Tech.
No.
My name is Camille.
What's the letters?
Habib,
restart with the letters.
Camille is in camel.
Just M.
Habib,
the letter M.
And came on the car. What can I do for you today?
M.
M?
Yes, M. A.
A.
R.
R.
V.
B.
No, V.
B.
Marvin.
Marvin.
No, not Marvin. Can I speak to an American? I want to speak to someone from America, please.
All right, hold on 1 second. I got to patch in my supervisor. His name is Bob.
Oh, thank God.
Hello, my name is Bob. I am from the Utah.
You're not from Utah.
I am very much from the Utah. Now, how may I be of helping for you today?
I want to speak to an American that can listen.
My friend, I am the very good, best American you will ever hear in your entire life, so tell me, my friend, what is wrong?
Okay, listen, I have an Apple Vision Pro, and it's broken.
Oh, that's not very good.
No, it's not.
Can I have your name, please, sir?
It's Marvin.
Oh, Martin.
No, Marvin!
Martin.
No, Marvin, I'll spell it. M.
N.
M.
N. M.
Just M.
Oh, just M?
No, just the letter M.
Okay, so just M, like Justin Bieber!
Justin Bieber!
Justin
Bieber!
I'm gonna kill myself. Listen, I'm gonna just call a local person that can fix it.
Hey there, somebody call a plumber?
Yeah, you fix things, right?
Well, I fix plumbing, like leaky sinks and stinky shits. I actually used to have a business card that said that, but then people kept calling me up wanting me to shit on them. I actually did it one time because I really needed the money. You don't want me to shit on you, do you?
No.
Oh, good. Because, I mean, I do it. I do still really need the money. I actually have an appointment to do that right after this. It's actually easier than fixing a sink, and people do usually pay me more money for it.
Well, no, we don't need you to do that.
Okay, that's good. Just, you know, let me know if you change your mind.
No, I need you to help me fix this Apple Vision Pro.
I don't fix Apple products. I just offered to shit on you for money. What part of that made you think I was smart?
Listen, this thing is worth $4,000.
Oh, really?
And the owner, if he comes back and sees that it's broken, he might hit me.
Okay, well, I guess I can take a look at it. I think it's probably just snaps right onto this, right? Oh, okay, and then... And you just put this right there. Oh, that was easy.
Well, you fixed it, thank God!
What is this stupid dumb thing anyway?
It's like a virtual reality goggles.
Ugh, I don't understand kids these days with a TV on your face. You know, when I was a kid, my dad always used to tell me if I sat too close to the TV, I'd go blind. And now they sell it so you can strap it straight to your face. What happened to Pac-Man and Q-Bert? Can I try it out?
Yeah, you can try it.
This thing's probably just dumb anyway. Stupid.
Whoa, this is sick!
Where are you?
I'm in, like, Fiji or something. Oh, damn. Damn! Double damn! Double damn 2000! Nickelodeon double damn!
Wait, well, what do I look like?
You're like a hot girl.
I'm a hot girl.
Oh, yeah, and your wife's hot, too.
Oh, thank you!
Okay, it's time for you to take them off.
Hey, can you do me a favor and kiss your wife, like, maybe make out?
Why?
Because for me, it'll look really nice.
Okay, no, you're taking those off.
No, come on, man. Oh, man, come on, I was having so much fun!
It's my turn to wear them.
Hey, no, I want to wear them.
No, my turn. Oh, okay, wait. Calm down. I don't want to risk breaking them again. No one wears them.
Man, I need a pair of those.
They're $4,000.
Oh, really? You know how many people I'm going to have to shit on to be able to afford that? Like, four. They pay me very well.
Well, go charge them for that, then.
Actually, you know what? I'm charging you $4,000 for fixing that.
All you did was snap the pieces back on.
Yeah, that's true.
So get out of here.
Yeah, the X-Lax is kicking in. I have to go shit on a Filipino man. Can I please borrow those so I can pretend I'm in Hawaii while I do it?
No, leave!
You guys are lame.
All right, no one touches them. Goodman will be back soon.
Dad, what the hell is that? Well, that's not my Apple Vision Pro. It's Marvin's. Right, Marvin?
What?
It's your Apple Vision Pro, right?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that's my Apple Vision Pro.
Well, how does this poor piece of shit afford one and we can't? Well, I don't know. He doesn't even make his house payment. Maybe he saves up all his house payment money and bought the Apple Vision Pro. Well, that's not fair. I want one right now. Well, maybe if you're good, for Christmas you can get one. No, fuck that. I don't want to wait till Christmas. Christmas is 10 fucking months away. I want it now. Well, maybe Easter Bunny. No, fuck the Easter Bunny. I don't want something that comes out of his ass. What about for President's Day? Well, are you a fucking president? No. All right, then. So get your Andrew Jackson-looking ass in the car. All right, Dad. But if I find out that's yours, spank it. Okay. Thanks for covering for me, Marvin. For doing that, you don't owe a house payment this month. But I am going to have to leave it here for a few days so Richard doesn't find out about it.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, my God. We don't owe a house payment this month. That helps us so much. That helps so much.
And that's nice that he's leaving it here for a couple days.
Yeah, but I don't think we should touch it because I don't want to risk breaking it.
I agree, Marvin.
I want to use it.
No, my turn.
I want to see the hot girl. Alright, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Jimmy.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
And we got Penelope as?
Daphne.
And we got Cody as?
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait, we're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
Make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bags, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford!
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fries.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Charge, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Charge, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Charge, your blindfold. Put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume?